morning, and welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Well, let's see, 866-901-ADAM. Going to play a spirited round of rich man, poor man. Not this second, but coming up momentarily. And we have prizes to give away, so impress us. Be the best. Again, an example of rich man, poor man. Things that rich people and poor people share, but the middle class doesn't really participate in. Do you guys have any? Originally, the genesis was sitting around the Kimmel's writing table many years ago and thought about an outdoor shower and thought, well, you're either very poor or super rich if you have an outdoor shower. As it turns out, we put our heads to it. Now, at the time, I thought I'd probably be able to come up with three or four of these, but with everyone's help, we've come up with 50, and they've all been good, and it's a weird thing. It's weird to figure out what people are good at and aren't good at, because most people couldn't come up with a joke or something clever or something interesting to save their lives. You know, most people, when you start naming a category of fill-in-the-blank, they give a horrible example
of it. I didn't come in here this morning to be attacked by you.
You notice I was looking at you, David. People have stepped up to the plate, and rich man, poor man. Callers, emailers, you guys, folks around here, everyone has come up with their own good ones. I'm very impressed.
I know. It's a funny thing you point that out, because Mike Lynch, writer Mike Lynch in all around, you know, do-gooder around here, he's exceptional at them, has a high aptitude for them.
Yeah.
I try to do them. I, you know, Teresa came up with a couple good ones yesterday. I can't do them. I don't know why. I can't. I'm no good at rich man, poor man.
All your skill goes to finding jerks.
Yes. Well, that's true. That's true. And I have no energy left.
And we do have a jerk report coming up.
Oh, it's today. It's busting at the seams.
Also, DAG, David Alan Greer, quite possibly my favorite guest, is going to be on today. Always brings it. That's what it's like to make love to David Alan Greer.
Is that a little bit of what it's like?
He falls asleep almost immediately after, and oftentimes on the woman. He it's that quick.
Not like Billy.
No.
Billy, the webmaster, who tomorrow goes into the no-lie MRI machine to see whether or not he is, in fact, a virgin. He says no. He has a fascinating yarn about, he's given details about,
yarn.
About his
penis is
his,
fascinating yarn.
His one whoopee-making experience. He says he was at a girl's house, a 15-year-old girl's house, and he said, you know what, my libido is high, you know, and he said to her, let's do it. And she apparently just said, okay, that's his story. But it was ruined because right in the middle of it, he says, the younger brother walked into the room. This is his story.
Okay.
He's a prolific lover. He was working her
over. Prolific lover. Here's the thing, too, and I think we need to define virginity. I do not need an orgasm to constitute virginity.
Just insertion is good enough?
There is a plane, just like when Big Ben in the Super Bowl had to break that plane. It counted as a touchdown, even if he just momentarily broke it and was knocked back by a middle linebacker. If you break that plane, and by the way, as I'm going to explain to my young daughter one day soon in the next coming weeks, there is more than one plane. There's the vaginal plane. There's also the oral plane. There are planes to be broken. There's also this plane when you put the thumb and forefinger together. That's a plane as well. There's many planes to be broken.
The one I prefer is Ambruska's is left ear.
Yeah.
I put it to his left ear, but good when he gets out of line. It's a great show. A lot of fun.
All right. It is, you have to admit, it is awkward when his wife comes by to drop off a panini and your skull effing Brusca. Dave, who has a sense of entitlement, you must feel somewhat awkward when his wife is standing in the doorway of the office.
Imagine how I feel. He asks for it.
All right. Just by the looks he gives you. All right. So anyway, David Alan Greer, Jerk Report, Rich Man, Poor Man. We'll break a little early so we can get to all this stuff. I do want to say this. Yeah, and I want to finish off with Billy the webmaster as well, because he is going to go to San Diego tomorrow if, in fact, he will. I am worried that he won't. I'm scared that he's going to back out somehow.
Let me just tell you something. He is insistent No one believes him. The people he spends a lot of time with in that computer room, Mark and Jack, are positive that he is a virgin.
Isn't his mother even convinced that he's a virgin?
Yes.
His mother was on the phone with him yesterday when I walked out of the studio and given it to him, but good. And there's a few things where people don't believe you. There's good don't believe and bad don't believe. This should be another category other than rich man, poor man. What's good, what's not? Once in a while, I tell people, oh, no, I never went to college. And they say, oh really? I find that hard to believe. You seem so. And I go, no, I never went to college. And it's very flattering. But, well, you seem so intelligent, so well-spoken. Mm-hmm. I go, thank you. My buddy Ray has a chiseled physique, and he never works out. And people say to him, oh, come on, you work out. No, I don't. Really? You're telling me you don't work out? I've seen you with your shirt off. That's good. And then there's other. Then there's bad. You're virgin. No, I'm not. Oh, please. Essentially, who would screw your ugly ass is what you're yelling at the person. Please give me a break. We do a lot of that. I used to do it when I was in school. Speaking of college, when I was in high school, once in a blue moon, I would hand in something that would be C+, B- work. Wait, twice in my career. And it was always questioned. Who helped you with this? I wrote it myself. You did not write this yourself. See, that's the kind of disbelief that's insulting.
Yes.
Once in a while, someone tells you, oh, how much do you weigh? Ah, remember 185, 190? Oh, come on. No way. See, there's good and there's bad.
Well, Billy, he is positive. I mean, I feel like he is the 21st century OJ. He has convinced himself that something happened, you know? He believes it now.
How dare you, sir?
Yeah, I will. Listen, I can't wait for Thursday. Okay. I can't wait to vindicate myself.
He's an explosive personality.
He really does have an explosive on-air personality.
I'm explosive.
So we'll get to the bottom of that on Thursday. So a quick piece of stuff before we get into the show. I brought this up before, but it happened again yesterday. I was driving through the underground parking lot here at the station, came around the corner. There was that group of people. There's people that like to conduct business in the middle of things and then give you the stink eye when you come upon them. People like to stand out in the middle of a hallway and have a business meeting and stuff. And then when you come up on them, it's like, what is this about? What's this about? I'm trying to get to the other end of the goddamn building. That's what it's about. You know, they sort of look put off. Okay, hold on. Let this guy by. You're having a meeting in the middle of the hall. The people do this with elevators. Sometimes elevator opens. I got to... What is this? As if you'd stepped in the elevator in their three-story home. As if they were just, they're going down to the kitchen with a newspaper in their bathrobe on Sunday. Door opens to their palatial estate, and you step into their elevator. There's people, I realize, whatever space they inhabit, it's theirs. So if you dare penetrate their space, it's like, what the hell? And they know enough to know they can't say anything, but their face has a look of like, what is this? The temerity. People stand out. I realize people stood standing out in the parking structure. You know, you come around with the car. They're standing in the middle of the whole thing, and they stop, and they go, what the hell? And they sort of clear out slowly and begrudgingly, but it's as if you drove your car through
you've
their living room.
Them. Right.
You drove through the hall, turn right in the entry, and then you just followed them up the stairs into the master bedroom. They were drinking coffee in their master bedroom reading the Sunday paper, and you pulled up in your car and honked. Adam, that's the look they give. And then the people walking their dogs up and down the street, especially if you live up in the hills and there's no sidewalk. The streets are 12, 13 feet wide. People walk their dog 6 feet from the curb, and there is no curb, but from the edge. I mean, they're literally in the middle of the street, and God forbid you come around in your car, they give a look. I just thought in the driver's test, instead of having it all about what to do when you're behind the wheel, how about a little etiquette when you're not behind the wheel?
Mm.
How about the snot-nosed teen who has to drag? You know the guy who crosses the street in front of you and acts like Marcel Marceau walking against the wind?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, after 5 minutes, you realize, well, this guy's not made it across the bumper of my car. He's in what pantomime? He looks like he's walking, but he's not actually, he's doing the moonwalk. He's actually going backwards.
And then suddenly he's in a box.
Yes.
Miming.
I like it. Right. I like it, though. The guy, you know, he might be legally in the right to be walking across the crosswalk, but you almost, like, he pulls up, so you have to stop your car, and he stops, and he looks at you
mm-hmm.
and gives you a harumph.
Right.
Yeah, you realize, I'm behind the wheel of a 2,000-pound vehicle here. How about I drive over you, you creep? Is that right, 4,000?
Yes, I will. And when it comes, I'll let an elderly person do it or even a black person because we've been tough to them over the years.
That's kind.
World's fastest humans, world's slowest pedestrians, I always say. But the point is, when the snot-nosed 14-year-old does it, I'm on the horn. When the kid's just standing there looking at you, he's a little PO'd because stepdaddy's put his hand down the shorts one too many times. He's taking it out on you. That kid, I'm immediately on the horn. Listen, you goth wuss. Get the F out of the way.
Do you ever yell out the window, I'm not the one who touched you down there. Move it.
Every once in a while, it will distill down to that. But usually, it's just a horn honk. But just that thing where you're walking your dog, where you're in the parking structure, where, God forbid, somebody brings their automobile around, and you give them a look. It's indignation meets surprise. What the? And then secondly, all right, well, let's not let this happen again. Okay, what should we do? Would you like me to get out of the car and push it past you? Is that where you set up cones? What should I do? Then there's this one, too. There's this guy, too. There's the guy who calls. There's the guy. Brusket wants me to talk to caller Christian. I'm not talking to him. Here's the thing. There's the guy. There's the person who does this. You ever start backing out of some place, driveway, garage, something, and then there's the car that's coming by the other way in the street, and it stops. Like, oh, here you are. Oh, now you're backing out, and you stop, too, because you see him. But now it's a standoff because you can't back up. They're sort of in their way. So you sit there for a five count. Like, all right, no one's going anywhere. I'm going to start backing out again. And they're on the horn. Mm-hmm. What are the options at that point? What would you like me to do? I stopped. We stared at each other. This is the close cousin to the guy at the four-way stop who waves you on. I just had that. I stopped. I gave the guy the wave. Go ahead. He looked right at me. No, no. No, you go. This could go on forever, you realize. What part of you doesn't go when someone goes, go ahead, and you're behind the wheel of a car?
Yeah.
And then goes, nope, you go. And then what? Do I throw it back at him?
There are a lot of thoughts I have on this subject, but I don't want to deal with the wrath of Brusca.
Me either. We're taking a break.
Good.
Look at him.
I didn't even notice. We're going to play Rich Man, Poor Man.
You got to go to break.
Talk to Christian.
Don't talk to him.
I see he's on the phone.
Don't talk.
All right, rich man, poor man.
866-901
Adam after
you.
This.
The Adam Carolla Show. Comedy, opinions, celebrities, news, sports, and so much more.
The Ed on the phone. Ed?
You guys got a new girl there, huh?
Yes.
What's her name?
Teresa.
Hello, Teresa.
Hi. Okay. I enjoy your reviews very much.
I like your news. You got some good news for me.
Stick around. We'll be right back with more of The Adam Carolla Show.
Rich man, poor man is the game we've been playing. These are things the very rich and the very poor share. Job that requires a helmet.
Carrying around a lot of cash.
Use an attorney quite a bit. You're either Trump or Tad. Wow. Just looking at that one. Yep, that's rich man, poor man. We have things to give away, by the way. $200 over at Craig and Auto Parts. A couple of Disneyland passes. $160 value. And my beloved brother, P-Touch, not signed by the Ace Man himself, but labeled by the Ace Man himself. It will say in block lettering, signed by Adam Carolla.
That would be a nice touch, a nice P-Touch, if you did do that, actually.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So here are a few of the new ones we thought about. I know Dave and Teresa have their own. Not having a landline, super poor. You know, there's some guys who just use the satellite phone. And then there are others who just can't afford whatever, and they go out and have to use the pay phone or even have a cell phone, but no landline like Perez Hilton at his crappy West Hollywood apartment. Spend a lot of time on construction sites. Either you're the guy who's just cleaning up the garbage or you're the guy with the three-piece suit and the silver hard hat and the roll of plans under his arms who's constantly posing and pointing like you're in a Sears catalog. You own cattle. Either there's that one that's just dragging the cart around, or it's just, you know, million acres and 100,000 head. Also, it's an interesting one, but I think it works. Loves jazz.
Oh, that's the only one I have.
Really?
That's the only good one I have.
Wow.
I have some.
Loves jazz. That's a good one because you got the you know, the guy whose music, it comes from his soul. He pours it out through his horn.
Right.
You know, he expresses his blues.
Basically, white guy, black guy,
and then of course the hoity-toity like to go out and spend great sums of money to sit there in suits and drink martinis as they listen to it.
What do you got, T?
Well, I have a few that are rich girl, poor girl.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a new direction.
Mm.
Injections. Rich girls will get Botox or collagen, and poor girls might inject heroin.
Right.
That's hot.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The designer Isaac Mizrahi, you know him?
Mm-hmm.
You could buy like a $10,000 Mizrahi couture dress off the runway, or you could buy an Isaac Mizrahi outfit at Target.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you could buy the knockoff mass-produced version of it.
Well, Isaac Mizrahi has a line at Target.
Well, in that vein, I think even a better one might be Gucci. You have the real Gucci, and then you have the knockoff one that's made in some sweatshop in Indonesia. Either way, rich and poor, both with the Gucci label.
Exactly.
Let's see what the callers have to say. Again, if these are good, I'll give you something. If they suck, I'll come over to your house and paddle you. David?
Yeah.
What do you have?
I think they give themselves nicknames like Bankrupt Baron or Billionaire Bob.
Bankrupt?
Baron?
Baron?
Something crazy that rises to their state of financial independence.
Yeah, every poor guy I know calls him Bankrupt. Fill in the blank. That's what he fills.
Yeah.
Puts his name in.
Sometimes it's Chapter 11 Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It has to rhyme, you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You'll go nowhere this weekend. Not to Disneyland, not to the Craig and Auto Parts, and certainly not here to pick up your brother Pete Dutch. The nickname thing is a germ of an idea, but here's the thing, everybody. Either you have to say whatever it is, and we immediately buy into your premise. Oh, that's solid. Or you explain it, and we say, all right, we're listening, and then you tell us how you execute it. Why? You know, I have a crazy plan for rich man, poor man, and then make us believers.
I got a good one.
Hmm.
How about this? Good at sports.
Hmm.
A lot of people, here's why.
Hmm.
A lot of playground stuff, good at basketball in the urban places, you know. A lot of good basketball players, poor. And then on the rich side, good at polo. And
or golf.
All right. Solid. But there is so many middle class.
No.
Okay. You're right. Mark?
Yeah.
How say you?
Art is pretty obvious. I think if you get a rich guy that's going to get a blank canvas, a white canvas with one line in it, or pay $50,000 for it, and you got a poor guy that's got more people, art that's got Elvis with
then there's JJ from Good Times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
he would paint those people.
Yeah. Circles and just crazy stuff, but you know, you can't understand art.
Yeah, they both have a disproportionate amount of art hanging in the room. One has the 8-foot by 9-foot Ed Moses orb that's just hanging that he paid $70,000 for. And by the way, you know, people do that thing, and then the other just have tons of bad clown paintings everywhere and paintings of Jesus.
Right.
The more paintings of Jesus you have in your house, the poorer you are. Which, that's exactly why I'm an atheist, by the way. The more figurines, the more paintings, the more representations of Jesus, whether it's through bumper stickers on your car, figurines in the bathroom, or just a big velvet one in the living room, the poorer you are, and the worse the house smells, ironically. I'm not blaming that one on the J-Man, but I'm just saying there is a weird correlation there. Ever walk into a house where somebody has a bunch of bad paintings? It always smells. I don't know if the paintings smell. I don't know if it's the carpet or the sofa, but there's that
they
weird...
They stink that bad that they actually give off.
There's a weird, musty sort of, someone's got to air this joint out thing. Yeah. No paintings, no smell. That's all right. I give it like a 5.5 to 6, but maybe the bar's been set high in the past. I expect better. Manny?
Hey, Ace Man, what are you doing?
How say you?
I say pinball machines and neon lights.
Mm.
Tom Man has got the pinball machine in his garage and the spider web covered neon light.
Mm-hmm.
The rich guy has a game room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they both have a love for this sort of stuff they get out of. Well, one guy gets the junk out of the dumpster behind the liquor store. The liquor store will throw away some, you know, she'll throw away the Tecate Twins that's made out of cardboard, has a crease in it or something. You'll take that up and set it up in your bedroom. They have that cheap, there's the cheap neon, that plastic stuff. And then there's the really cool old liquor store signs and stuff like that that the guy spent $2,000 to refurbish. Someone got it for him for a birthday.
That's a good one. So that's a leader in the clubhouse right now.
Yeah. But plenty of time to make the team. Oh, wait a minute. Let's see. Jeremy?
Yes.
What do you have for us?
Oh, I got a couple now that I'm sitting here being impregnated with your guys' good ones, but
thank you.
How about owning multiple cars yet not driving any of them yourself?
Well, we did talk about multiple cars already. The poor guy has the one up on blocks. There's always the ones rusted out. There's always 3-4 cars on the lawn and in the driveway that they'll never get to. And then there is the rich guy who has the Mercedes and the Rolls and the Butler and all that stuff. So we kind of cover that. Now, driving your own, poor people don't drive their own car?
Yeah, I was talking about the 8-9 immigrants that I'm behind on 99 right now in the Ford Tempo.
Ah, so you're saying somebody pours behind the wheel, but there's 9 other people in that car that are poor as well that aren't driving.
Yeah,
it's a lot being schlepped around.
Guy driving's not getting into the field. He's going back for beers at about 1 p.m.
Yeah, when you're poor, you get toted around, and when you're rich, you're essentially a parcel. You're not a human being. You get dropped off at the airport. You get put on the back of the bus. Yes.
And when you're poor, some of the time you're also being carted away by 5-0. The cops are driving you somewhere.
Right. Let's see. All right. Did he have other ones, Jeremy?
Yeah,
what else do you have?
The other one was rich girl, poor girl, gaudy jewelry.
Either it's
huge and fake and costs nothing, or it's huge and expensive and the husband is, you know, hating her.
Yeah, we sort of cover that with the trash can lid size earrings that rich women and poor, super rich, once especially rich when they become that sort of Mrs. Howell kind of thing or one of the Gabor sisters, they wear a lot of stuff and then there's the costume jewelry. All right, I would say 2 takes on ones that have previously been floated. That's a different, it's the same fart, it just smells a little different. As Grandpa used to say, Zeus?
Yeah.
What do you have for us?
I'm always trying to get a good deal.
There's clipping coupons and all that stuff, and then rich people that know somebody or never pay retail. They know a guy. Something there. But again, I don't know. I'm not inspired by it. Are you guys? Dave, you should see Dave's posture right now. Arms folded up as if he's trying to F himself from behind. He's got a post on. I don't know if it's a Roethlisberger thing or what, but man, we're not moved so far. Josh?
Yes, Adam.
What do you have?
I got smoking indoors. You know, the poor man, they smoke indoors. They're ignorant.
Yeah.
They don't know any better. The rich man, you know, he has a little bit of class. He won't tell his friends not to smoke indoors. The middle people, you know, they'll just tell you straight up, hey, you're not smoking in my house. Take that.
Yeah, well, there is an obsession. I will say an obsession with smoking and smokers that the middle class has about their kids, about anyone who smokes out, even on their patio. Poor people don't care about their kids, don't care about their lungs, don't care where they smoke. And then rich people think they're above that. Look, this is a fine Cuban. We're in a smoking room. There's a boar's head that's been stuffed and mounted.
Velvet chairs.
I'm sitting in front of a huge fireplace. But again, I think we covered that one, did we not?
It sounds familiar. Mm-hmm. I have another rich girl, poor girl, if
maybe
it'll inspire the listener.
All right.
Fake hair. Now, Jessica Simpson and Paris Hilton have spent thousands and thousands sewing in extensions, and yet you can also go to the mall, and a lot of the lower classes will have the clip-on ponytail that you buy at Claire's.
Yeah.
I have another. I have a good one, I think. Eye patch.
Mm-hmm.
Poor people have the, as you've discussed, Ace, the gauzy, you know, one from the hospital, from the ER. The poor people wear that one. The rich man, he's an elegant man about town with the black eye patch like a pirate.
Well, we have spoken about this in a different context before, but no more range does anything ever have that you put on your body than the eye patch. There's the beige one. There's the skin tone one, the Band-Aid one. The Band-Aid one suggests that adhesive one you stick to your head, it suggests that a tranny scratched your cornea with a Lee press-on nail during some sort of drug business gone bad. And then the black one, the silk black one, you're the Barclay man. You're on the French Riviera. Riviera.
You might be evil, but you're definitely rich.
Oh, you're wearing a white tuxedo. You're petting a Persian cat, and you're letting it all ride at the roulette table. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't know, by the way, who would ever use anyone but the black one. There's the weird medicinal one where they stick it on, and there's always some little pan droppings at the bottom of it, and a little piece of gauze that's yellow peeking out front. If you do, in fact, have to wear that eyepiece, if the ophthalmologist tells you to wear that eyepiece, put the silk black patch right over the top. Yeah, you're either international playboy or pirate at this point.
Or someone's evil twin.
Right, or someone could argue that a monocle is either a rich guy or someone whose eyeglasses broke and they just hold up there.
Yeah, yeah. This is another point, which is if you have to use something like a cane or an eye patch or something, don't turn it into the thing where you're using the one crutch that's two sizes too small, looks like you pulled it out of a dumpster and are limping around it. Use this as your excuse to get a beautifully crafted cane with a sword in it or something. You know what I mean? If you have an eye, so if you lose an eye, if you go gimpy on one leg, whatever it is, use these things. Have a cane like a dancer from the 30s. Have a patch like a pirate from an Errol Flynn movie. That's all I'm saying. Like use
Zell
these things.
Like Zell and Marathon Man.
Yes.
Take the lemons and make lemonade. A weapon in there.
Let's try one more of these. We have to smoking indoors. Morning drink.
Oh.
Huh? Oh, booze in the morning.
That has potential.
Now, I think we covered that one, though. Did we not?
I don't believe so.
Like mimosa.
I like that one.
Bill?
Yes, how you doing, Adam?
Good. How say you?
Good. Like I think Teresa said right now, it's the morning mimosa for the rich man, and then the poor man's cracking over the 40 ounce of King Cobra in the morning.
I'll go with that, although I do think we just talked about excessive booze.
I said the
rich guy wakes up and has the Bloody Mary, and the poor guy has the chug off the cheap wine thing. But all right, Bill. You beat me on a technicality. Maybe we've exhausted our supply.
I like Bill's use of detail. That won me over.
I do, too. What would you like? You want the Craig and Auto Parts gift certificate, the Disneyland passes, or the Brother P-Touch?
I'll take the Disneyland passes if that's possible.
I kind of wanted those.
I'm sorry, Adam.
I do have a Brother P-Touch. I wasn't going to take that one.
I'm sorry.
But that's it. That's all.
That's all I'm getting.
All right. We will give you those Disneyland passes.
Well, perfect. Thank you very much.
But you have to take me.
We'll do.
It's going to be me and you. We'll do the whole thing because I'm pressed for time in a montage series.
Very
all right?
Nice.
It's going to open with us parking, holding hands, skipping toward the front gate and going right over the camera lens with our hands. We'll split. We'll actually split the camera. Then the camera swings around and catches us from behind, skipping past it.
And then some point you have to get into the teacups and laugh.
Laughing, montage at the cotton candy machine.
Right, you'll be sharing a cotton candy from both ends.
There's a certain point where I take my soft swirl ice cream and rub a dab of it on your nose and you laugh hysterically. Then there's us posing with Mickey and Donald and Goofy and Pluto and all that stuff. And then the music sort of winds down, and it's at the end of the night, and we're just up on that SkyTram thing looking over the view of Orange County, and that's when the embrace.
I was thinking maybe you were so exhausted with fun that you were napping on his shoulder.
Yeah, that's how it ends. No. And then me being savagely raped in the bathroom of a filling station that's nearby, not actually on the Disneyland property.
Dreams come true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. I'll see you Sunday.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. We'll come back. New sports coming up. Also, comedian Jim Florentine. Let's not forget about him. Special Ed, my favorite. Dave Jerk Report still coming up. David Allen Greer. Dag, my main man. All still coming up after this.
The more you know, the more you listen. The Adam Carolla Show.
Bob Schimmel has 6 kids, by the way.
How are things after? Was everything back to normal with your wife?
Really takes the romance out of it when you reach under your wife's skirt and it feels like you're feeding a pony.
Wow.
There's only one. Adam Carolla Show. Check Adam's voicemail.
Adam Carolla. How are you doing, buddy? I'm currently watching the How to Get the Guy with Teresa Strasser, and you know what? She is really hot.
Hey, Teresa Strasser is cute. She is very cute, but what the hell makes her a love expert?
What's going on? I was actually wondering if Adam ever considered playing Mo Sizlak on The Simpsons in a new upcoming movie.
Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Mo from The Simpsons. I'm going to take that as an insult.
I think that's the way it was intended.
Yeah, especially that Flaming Mo episode.
Yeah. I did go do a nice long episode of The Family Guy yesterday. And no better place to do voiceover work. Yeah, Seth MacFarlane's great. Do one take or two takes, you're done. All right, we have a little tech corner thing to get to in just a second. But first, let's speak to Christian, our 13-year-old comedian. Christian?
How you doing?
What's happening, my man?
Not much.
What do you have for us today?
I got a shorter joke on Braille.
Mm-hmm, on Braille, finally.
All right, I think that Braille is very unnecessary, because God forbid that people just engrave the writing, they had to make a whole other alphabet for the blind people. Pretty soon they're going to have to make their own language, and to understand a blind person, you're going to have to hire someone that speaks Braillean.
Put them on the lower right-hand corner of the TV screen.
Their offices and schools, they have the room numbers and then the Braille underneath it, but how is a blind person going to find the door in the first place? And to make things worse, usually all the doors that have the rough texture, they're on the walls, have the rough texture on it. And if you didn't know better, you would think that kind of felt like Braille, too.
Yeah, they have that stucco. That sponge stucco sometimes. A blind guy could drag his hand on that, could be saying the N-word for all we know.
Right, it's War and Peace. He doesn't know what room it is.
That's right.
I can imagine a blind guy looking for room 803 with his hand on the wall going, 801-3964, tree, maple syrup, boot, extra, 802. That's what I got so far. Thank you.
All right.
Solid. Nice job, Christian. Okay. Christian, of course, Jeff Ross, you know, who took him under his wing many weeks ago, has declared that he's on his way. You know,
he's only 13.
He's a dynamite comedian, and he's on his way. Now that, are you off school for the summer now, Christian?
I'll pawn him back
for about
up.
About a week.
And then you can just really focus entirely on
You get off. You don't go to year-round school.
No.
All right. So you have your summer break coming up.
Yeah, I got 2 months, I think.
You know, whenever we would go back, thanks, Christian, whenever we go back to school, people would always try to put that positive spin on it. Well, I guess you're going to be excited about seeing your friends again. Well, all the ones that are worth an S, I see now during the summer. That's what I do during the summer. I hang out with the friends I like, and then I'm forced to hang out with the friends I don't like because they're sitting behind me in history class. Yeah, but I guess you're getting bored. Yeah, I'm really burnt out of going to the beach and riding the Ziffy board and staying up all night. I'm burnt out on it. Well, to be nice, you're bored. And it's always like, yeah, well, here's the thing. I may be bored during the summer, but at school, I'm miserable. And I'd much rather take bored over miserable any day. I'd much rather just have sitting on a chair in a long flight rather than being poked with a sharp stick. Bored beats Trump's miserable any day. Speaking of miserable, Rico is in studio. He's a sales associate over at Circuit Center. It's a place I go to. I think it's in the Glendale, Burbank area. It's like Circuit City. Probably used to be one, but they just changed the sign or something. Kimmel got me one of those high-tech disc cameras, you know, for the kids for my birthday. I needed some replacement discs, so I went in there, ran into Rico, and I realized we don't really address the whole tech thing. A lot of kids into the iPods and the MP3 players, the video games. We don't discuss it.
You're salt of the earth type. You don't know about
it. I don't
know
that much about it, but Rico does, so I invited him to come on the show. Rico?
Thank you, Adam. Thanks for having me. First off, it's like, you know, there's a lot of things you should know and a lot of things you shouldn't know, but for the most part, you got to get the warranty.
Get the warranty. Well,
yeah.
I'm always curious about that because it always works out this way where I go, okay, look, I got $1,000 to spend on a TV. And they go, well, you could get the one that's made out of the plant in Korea for $900 or you could step up to the Sony for $1,400. This baby's bulletproof. No better TV made. I mean, this thing is the Rock of Gibraltar. And then you bring it to the counter and the guy says, you're going to need the warranty because this baby could blow up on the ride home. What is that? It just seems like you guys are trying to get money out of us.
All I know is, if you don't get it, that's it.
That's it. Okay. So you say go for the warranty.
It's like peace of mind, bro.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to sleep at night
mm-hmm.
and know that your TV is going to be okay,
right?
There you go.
It is true. I actually am one of the few people that has one of those baby monitors by my TV set in case anything goes wrong in the evening. My wife took it away and put it by the kids, but I quickly brought it back down again. Oh, put it in front of the 53-incher.
Before I forget, my cousin's friend just had baby Rottweilers.
Uh-huh.
And I know that you just had...
Right. I got twins, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I know that this is a good time to, you know, if you're going to get puppies, mm-hmm. it's a good time for them to get to know each other.
Yeah.
And, you know...
Oh.
They grow up together.
Yeah.
They start out young together. They become friends. They protect each other.
Now, my wife, I don't think my wife is going to let Rottweilers come into the house.
Don't tell your wife, bro.
I think eventually she'd catch on. Eventually.
Well, eventually you get rid of the puppies.
Well, let's see.
Okay.
Let's talk about products. The idea is that maybe you can come in here and tell us about what's in the Circuit Center Spotlight.
Samsung Ultra Mobile PC with Intel Celeron M processor ULV.
That's the new hot product?
I don't know. They just gave me this.
Oh, okay. So you
No, I'm kidding, man. That's the new one, man. That's the new one.
You don't seem like a tech guy.
I don't seem like a tech guy. I'm not really. I mean, okay, let me give you the real deal.
Okay.
My cousin works at Circuit Center as a manager, mm-hmm. assistant manager. Mm-hmm. But the real manager has chronic bronchitis, so he's mm-hmm. never there. Mm-hmm. So he gave me a job, and now I work there. Uh-huh. And when I don't know something, I hide. And
I know.
If I do know something, then I tell them as much as I know, and then I hide.
What they really need is one of those quarterback wristbands with all the plays on it for the guys out on the floor, because I have now officially logged 27 months of standing there while the guy went to go check on something. Is that TV a monitor, or does it have a tuner built? Let me check on it. The guy's always walking to the back to check on it. How about you have a little cheat sheet in your wallet or something? You could check on it right there.
Man, I need a cheat library or something.
He has a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's like what I usually do is, and this is the truth, like mm-hmm. if somebody goes, oh, what's the difference between this one and this one? This one looks the same as this one or mm-hmm. this one. Mm-hmm. I just go, well, my friend got that one. And that one's better.
Right. And most people don't know.
Yeah, and most times I might be right.
Yeah, well, at least half the time.
Yeah.
Well, everything you sell is high quality over there at Circuit Center. So the new product is the notebook computer. Anything else to look out for? Video games?
Yeah, Nintendo DS Lite.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy your favorite Nintendo DS and Game Boy Advance games more than ever.
So that's a better video game. What makes that a better video game than, you know, the competition, for instance?
Well... It's lighter.
Oh, I see. It's light.
It's light.
It weighs
right in the
less.
Title.
I don't know about that, but it's lighter.
Yeah, it's lighter. you know what it's like when you're traveling with your television set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the cool thing is, mm-hmm. man, is like, you know, we take breaks and stuff, mm. and, you know, we get to sample some of the items and stuff.
Right.
But, you know, if I can put, see, I got a box of stuff, mm-hmm. and I say I'm going to get this 50 plasma inch screen. Mm-hmm. Then, if there's enough space, I put in other stuff.
Oh, into the box.
Yeah, because
so you could
scan
go home.
The one thing, they don't scan all the little things.
I understand. It's like a Christmas stocking. You could open up that box, think there's just a 50-inch DLP television in it, and there may be a Game Boy, there may be iPods in there, yeah?
Dude. Whatever I put in there, there's in there.
I understand.
Yeah.
That'd be a nice way to run a business. You buy something and then open the box and surprise, surprise, there could be something else, but there also could be a scorpion.
Yeah.
That's the way I would run. Call it a surprise store. All right, well, nice job, Rico, and I appreciate the update on all the new I feel like, I don't want to say an expert in electronics, but I feel like I know more than the average guy now.
Well, you know, I'm just here to help, and... you know, that's it.
So buy the warranty is what you're saying.
Oh, the warranty. Bro.
You got to get
that
warranty.
Man, let's get into that. But seriously, like let's say, hypothetically,
mm-hmm.
you know, like you drop it in a toilet.
Right. Like your iPod, you drop it in the toilet.
That's it.
Or even a big screen television.
You could do it.
Right.
If you did it, that's it. And then then what do?
Right.
See, if you get the 2-year service plan with parts and labor,
mm-hmm.
with optional steam clean,
mm-hmm.
and anytime you want to bring your 50-inch plasma TV back.
So I got this Samsung 67-inch DLP set. Somehow falls right into the commode. You guys No additional price. We'll replace it.
Well, I mean, replace it, I don't know, but...
But you'll fix it.
I don't know about that
well,
either.
I mean, you'll we'll send a guy off. A guy will come over to the house, is
something
what you're saying.
Something will happen.
Okay, something will happen.
And then, you know, then we take it from there.
All right, so get the warranty.
I think so. My brother-in-law can fix it. You just give him a six-pack.
Oh, okay, yeah. So he just come over and give him a... Well, maybe...
That's part of another optional... Dude, there's a lot of things you should know.
Right.
But
right.
We go over all those before you get it, but you should give me down payment today. I can make sure you get it.
How's the customer service over there at the circuit center?
You're looking at it. I take breaks. I sleep in the back between the 50-inch plasmas and the VCRs. Mm. I found a corner.
Mm-hmm. If your cousin's the assistant manager.
Cousin hooked me up, man. He don't tell nobody.
Right.
I clock in before everybody.
Uh-huh. Have people punch out for you?
Sometimes I wake up there and get all them hours.
Oh, really? Pretty sweet.
Yeah. They don't look at time code, man. It's just like, oh, he's really tenacious. He works 65-hour weeks.
But it's not suspicious when they're like, Rico, it says here on your time card on Wednesday you work 27 hours. That's suspicious.
Dude,
to the boss?
The only thing that's suspicious is that fart smell from the Samsungs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
dude,
could be
sleep,
a recall.
I eat, I fart. Whatever, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Rico, I know you got to get back to circuit center.
Yeah, man, I got to get some boss, so...
I'll tell you what, man, I'd like to have you in at least once a year, maybe more, to just keep us updated. What's going on? Things are always changing. The computer you bought yesterday is no good by the time you take it out of the box and find whatever surprise Rico shoved in the box with it. Keep us updated on the latest technology, that kind of stuff.
You got it, bro. A year would give me enough time to prepare.
Okay, buddy. Nice job. Rico, I know you don't want us to use your last name from Circuit Center. We'll take a quick break. News and sports coming up. Teresa? What do you have to look forward to with the news?
Well, Paris Hilton is single for the first time, and she opens up about what it's like to be all alone for almost a month.
Wow.
Also, Madonna and Britney Spears, once best friends, now a little bit of a feud. I'll tell you why.
We'll talk about that and more after this. What is going on?
Those voices aren't in your head. This is the Adam Carolla Show. Coming up this morning on the Adam Carolla Show, comedian Jim Florentine. You know him as Special Ed.
I can dance. Yay!
Adam's main man, David Alan Greer.
Did you ever ask Dr. Drew, is he really a doctor?
Did you ever ask Dr. J?
All this and Dave Damashek's Jerk Report.
Judge rules, jerk!
Give Adam a call at 866-901-ADAM. Here he is. It's the Adam Carolla Show.
Yes, it is. Many things to get to. But first, Teresa Strasser with the news.
Currently, President Bush is holding a news conference in the Rose Garden. He's discussing Guantanamo Bay, the economy, other things. Yesterday, as you may have heard, he made a surprise visit to Iraq. Here he is yesterday rallying the troops.
Our military will stay on the offense. We will continue to hunt down people like Mr. Zarqawi and bring them to justice so they can...
Now, right on the heels of President Bush's surprise visit to Iraq, Senator John Kerry spoke out on why he now regrets supporting the war.
We were misled. We were given evidence that was not true. It was wrong, and I was wrong, to vote for that Iraqi war resolution.
And may I add, it takes a big man to admit when he's wrong. I would add that if I ever said I was wrong.
I think that was the unspoken message there.
I still love bring to justice. A couple of 500-pound bombs, a couple of bunker busters dropped from an F-14 is bring to justice. I don't care. Let's just say crushed beneath reinforced concrete. I would like that. And anytime you hear bring to justice, replace that in your mind with crushed beneath reinforced concrete.
It's a different kind of justice.
Yeah.
Daryl Hannah, we spoke to her yesterday. She was among a lot of other activists protesting the planned development of a so-called urban farm. Let's hear a little bit of Daryl Hannah yesterday. Mm-hmm. She called in, and here's
Daryl Hannah.
Yes.
Is this the Daryl Hannah?
Yes, it is.
You guys trying to save the land up in South Central?
That's right. We're trying to save the farm, which is the largest urban farm in the nation, for the farmers who live off the food that they grow here.
Mm-hmm. It's the largest one in the nation. It's 9 foot by 12 foot.
Well, Daryl Hannah was actually arrested
yesterday,
after talking to us. There are actually about 350 farmers, mainly Latinos, who have plots on the area that she was trying to protect. The owner wants to sell the land and evict the farmers. Hannah, I didn't realize this, but she had actually been living on the property in a tent for weeks to draw attention to the cause.
Until she got splash, and then it was, then she moved downtown. I'll tell you, there's good gigs and bad gigs as cops, you know? Hey, that junkie hobo's in a pile of his own fecal matter. Go scrape him off the bus stop. That's a bad gig. But get Daryl Hannah out of the tree. Done and done. Give me the oven mitten and the tongs. I'm going after her, Sarge. No need for backup. I'll do this one myself. And then I do that thing where my partner comes up to me, the rookie, fresh out of the academy. I'm going with, no, I work alone. I like that announcement. I explain I work alone. There's no time for backup. I'll go get her out of the tree. I should have her down by Wednesday.
Well, she could have gotten feisty.
Yeah.
You never know.
And more egregious than anything else Hannah's done, she interrupted my sports. A nation was sitting on the edge of their seat to hear the latest update on number 7, Big Ben Roethlisberger.
Much like you're interrupting my news right now.
That's exactly right. And let me tell you something. I think Daryl Hannah's name will be revisited
in a little something called the Jerk Report. In entertainment news, if I may. Paris Hilton was on Regis and Kelly promoting her latest installment of The Simple Life. Here she is discussing being single for the first time.
I'm actually single for the first time in my life.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that like? How do you feel?
I feel amazing. I always have a boyfriend all the time, so I've never really got to know me and like have time for myself because I spend all my energy on the boyfriend.
And
so
what have you found out about yourself?
A lot.
Really?
Yes.
Like, give me one thing.
Just that I'm a very strong woman and I don't need a man. I can be on my own.
Let's put your hands together, everybody. What a delight. Look, I took a little time to get to know me from about 1985 to 1994.
What'd you find out?
I found out I like to masturbate. That's what I found out. That's the main thing I found out. And actually, a few roommates found out about that, too. But that's the main thing I found out about myself. I did some soul searching. I realized I don't need a woman to make me feel whole. And I found out I love masturbating. Those are the main things I found out in that time period. I love when a beautiful woman explains it. By the way, it's not like she hasn't banged 150 guys during that 1 month period. It's just nothing official.
Yeah, it's actually been just over a month since her breakup with Greek shipping heir Stavros Niarchos, who's now with Lindsay Lohan, because they all have to date the same three guys.
Stavros Niarchos doesn't sound like a name. It sounds like a gay position.
Hey, can you get bend into one of those Stavros Niarchos?
Not since the sciatica kicked up. No. Sorry, the doctor says no more Stavros Niarchos. Yeah.
All right, on Last Comic Standing last night, comedian Bill Dwyer talks about his 18-year marriage.
And I hang out with a lot of single people, you know, and They're fun. They're a fun group. They talk a good game, but they never follow through. They're always like, oh, Bill, you with your wife and your kids. I would give anything to trade places with you. All right. Dollar.
Bill Dwyer. Hey, they were on, I don't know if I can, oh, well, we talked about it when they were on. They were on the show at some point. Now, when I watch Last Comic Standing, I do the math because I remember the 8 or 9 people
here, so
who came into the studio and realized, hey, that fat Mexican guy wasn't here. And then a little voice to the right of me says, or was he? And then I think, and then I masturbate.
Bill Dwyer, dynamite fella. If C. Thomas Howell weren't already my main man.
Yeah,
yes,
Bill Dwyer.
I'm also a very big fan of his. Very funny and a nice guy. Okay, one day they were kissing on MTV. That is Madonna and Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Madonna is reportedly angry at Britney Spears for giving up on Kabbalah. Reports say that Madonna put time, effort, and money into converting Britney, including buying her an expensive 12th century Kabbalah book as a wedding present. And now Britney says, quote, I no longer study Kabbalah. My baby is my religion.
Fantabulous. Holding your baby on your lap when you speed away in your SUV is your religion. What the hell's Madonna hanging out with Britney for anyway? I mean, say what you will about Madonna. She's certainly interesting and at least talented, if not the world's greatest vocalist. A bona fide talent who's 25 years older than this sort of Britney come lately over here. What the hell does she care about her? Well, she should have never got caught up in her in the first place.
At the time, Britney Spears was the hottest thing going when they did that kiss at the MTV Movie Awards.
I know, and a 40-year-old Madonna thought she would youth it up a little bit by swapping spit with this 22-year-old pop star du jour, and now she got burned on the Kabbalah book. How many times does this have to happen before they learn their lesson?
A 35-year-old prisoner at a Carpinteria prison, this is a female prisoner, was having some bad cramps. So she went to the bathroom where, completely to her own surprise, she delivered a baby.
Hold on. We have a front runner for the definitely not a Jew.
It gets so much more not a Jew. She was in jail for elder abuse. And she says she has no idea she was pregnant. The baby fell into the toilet.
Prescott, hold on. I got to stop you. Go tell Mike to start putting together this definitely not a Jew now. I can't wait until the news is over.
The baby into the toilet.
Yes. There we go.
And pulled out, resuscitated. Both baby and child, thankfully, are recovering in the hospital. Oh, no. The baby was not flushed down.
The kid's okay?
Yeah, the kid's okay.
Because the kid's going to be president. Well, fantabulous. I don't care even if it's a woman. If it's a girl, it's going to be president.
If you start your life in the toilet, literally.
Nowhere to go but up.
Right.
Thank you.
That's how Elvis ended his life.
That's right.
It's full circle.
Hakuna Matata. Great minds.
The mom will, however, be returning to jail. The baby will go to Child Protective Services. And I don't think it will be going to its Bubby and Zadie, the Jewish grandparents.
I'm telling you, the Nana's not going to raise Nana and Bubby. The kid would have had a better life if it got flushed and just got caught in the sieve of the sewage treatment plant. It really would have. And raised by a kindly. You don't hear about kindly anymore. And by the way, what's the cutoff age for being kindly? 51? You know, I mean, can you be a kindly 29-year-old?
No.
You have to be a 68-year-old kindly caretaker or maintenance man who then takes pity on the young child.
And also, Adam, do you have thoughts on this? Because your wife obviously was just pregnant, and of course she had two babies. But I know if I'm retaining 3 pounds, how can you not know that you're pregnant?
I'm guessing it's a relative thing, and 3 pounds is 2% of your total body weight or whatever, 5% or whatever.
Go back to 2.
Sorry. Whatever, and I think it makes you fatter.
Thanks.
The point is you put on 3 pounds, you put on 10% or whatever it is. They put on 20 pounds, they put on less than 1%. So you're walking around at 600 pounds, adding another 9 pounds. That's nothing. It's like a moth landing on you. That's nothing. All right. Now,
it's a good theory.
I want to say something before we go to Dave Damashek and his number one sports. Daryl Hannah was allegedly going to call in the program again. Yeah. Someone has been hanging around on line one for a long time. I don't know who that is, Tad, but you're driving me nuts. Put the goddamn person's name in there or hang up on him. Who are you talking to?
Just hang up on him. He's still on the phone.
Who's he talking to?
Larry Green.
Oh, Melrose Larry Green? Listen, hang up on him, Tad. I can't stand that.
It's not Melrose Larry Green. It's Jim Florentine trying to do a bit with me. He's asking me about the phone screening job, and I'm telling him that I know it's his voice, and he's not listening to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's Jim Florentine going to be a guest today, right?
Yeah. Because, you know, I know Jim's voice.
You do.
I worked on Crank Yankers, and he's trying to tell me. He's trying to get stuff from me about Brusca.
I see. All right. So I just put my foot right through that,
yes,
right?
You
is that
did.
What happened?
It's a great show. A lot of fun.
But you knew it anyway.
Yes. Well, okay. The reason why he knew it, by the way,
because
Mike Lynch had Florentine call on the hotline. Mike Lynch, the dunce away.
Well, all right, look, we're all
going to get you. He's telling me my job's in jeopardy, and I'm losing my job on Friday, and he's trying to get stuff from Brisco. So
that part's not a bit.
The point is we try.
I know.
All right, so tell Jim that we'll see him in a minute and hang up on him.
Okay.
We've had just about as many phone screeners as newsgirls. I'm Teresa Strasser, and I'm today's newsgirl.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
I don't want to make you wait 1 second longer. It's hot off the presses. I know you're anxious to hear. The 2006 WNBA All-Stars have been announced.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Now, let's skip it. Let's wait on that. Mm-hmm. Instead, how about Game 3 of the NBA Finals last night?
Great game.
Fu and company down 13 with the clock winding down on their hopes, really. They had to win the game.
Yeah.
Furious comeback led by the spectacular Dwayne Wade. They pull it out in dramatic fashion. Ironic, too, because Dirk Nowitzki, Mavericks star, missed a free throw.
Yeah, he's a 90% shooter,
yes,
right?
Probably would have sent it to overtime. He missed it. Meantime, Shaq Fu made two free throws with about a minute left that were crucial. So,
wow,
ironic. Now, the news out of Pittsburgh, PA.
Yeah, sure.
He's good.
Very good.
Thank goodness. Number 7, Big Ben Roethlisberger to take the field. Sounds more and more like he is going to be ready for opening day. And it occurs to me that he is not unlike one Obi-Wan Kenobi. Do you remember this? I know you don't, Mr. Cool Adam Carolla.
No.
But I'm sure most people remember this scene when Obi-Wan Kenobi had a little talk with Darth Vader.
If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
That's what he's going to be! More powerful! He's been struck down, and now he's rising!
I consider myself
He's like a dumb guy who doesn't put a goddamn helmet on.
No, right. I'm not going to take that right now. Listen to me.
Yes.
X-Men, Dr. Jean Grey, she gets killed, but then she rises back and she's Dark Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he is, except that unlike Dark Phoenix, who gets killed by Wolverine because he gets close because she deep down she wanted to kiss him.
Uh-huh.
Big Ben doesn't want to kiss no Wolverine. And if you say he does and you're calling him gay, I'll come over there.
No. I don't want to fight with you. But the part that doesn't get addressed is, he's not wearing a helmet for safety purposes. But what about anonymity? He's riding through. He's the mayor of Pittsburgh. He's the most recognizable face in Pittsburgh. By far, he's blonde. He's a huge man. A guy goes by in one of those pocket rockets, you look anyway. Just a guy on a sport bike. Then 6'5", 250, blonde, Ben Roethlisberger. What the hell is he doing driving through the center of town with no helmet on?
I guarantee you, as crazy as everyone is in Pittsburgh for the Steelers, if you see Big Ben driving down the road on his chopper, you will wheel your car around and follow him wherever he's going.
That's what I'm saying.
Honking horns at him. Hey, Big Ben!
That to me is the most disturbing part of this story. People are like, how could he be so selfish? How could he be so stupid as to not wear a helmet? To me, it's like, how could he be such a crazed narcissist that he would drive through his town a few months after winning the Super Bowl with no helmet?
You think he's trying to be recognized?
I would say yes.
All I'll say is 20/20 hindsight, and you can't judge. Those are the only two answers
I would say the accident was a cry for help.
All right, listen. I'm going to move on. I'm on cloud 9, cloud 7, whatever you want to call it.
Sure. I call it cloud 69, by the way, you gay.
You're a creep.
You would do it with him, admit it.
National pastime. The San Diego Dads beat up on the Dodgers. In Petco, Arizona Snakes snuck past the Giganics to break their 7-game swoon. Junior Circuit, Halos get well against the lowly Royals. A's get the W against the M's. And I will finish with this. World Cup yesterday, Brazil beat Croatia 1-0.
Damn.
Not 1-0. They say 1-0 in soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who scored the winning goal?
Boring McBoring
one? No!
Who?
Kaká!
Look, every 4 or 5 years, somebody tries to get us on board with this soccer. It's the biggest sport in Europe. It's this, it's that. I'm sorry, it's just not working. It's boring. The Americans always come in highly touted and get beat by Croatia or some place we should have bombed years ago. Who cares anymore? Listen, attention, America. The metric system didn't take hold. Didn't work. Look at soccer as the metric system. Oh, they use it in Europe. Oh, it's smarter. It's better. Yes, we don't want it. And we made it clear, and it's not working. Same with soccer. We made this decree 30 years ago. We don't want soccer. We don't want it. We don't want the metric system. Please take it.
I like it. There are a couple things. I do enjoy watching it, but I will say That one thing I cannot stand is the guy who gets, you know, every time a guy falls down, they have to roll around and writhe in pain for no good reason. And as Sal, our pal, pointed out, the other thing is the extra time, whatever they call it, when it goes over the 45 minutes.
Yes.
And they, no one knows how much it is, and it's at the referee's discretion.
Isn't it sudden death?
Yeah.
Well, no, there's always penalty time.
Nobody
or injury
knows.
Time, and it just overflows, and you have no idea. Just it goes, and there's no clock showing you how much longer you have.
Here's what I realized, because I was at the gym yesterday. It was just up on the television set, no sound, just playing in the background. It's green. The guys wear colorful outfits. They run all over the place. Get an aquarium. It's better than soccer. It's the same thing. You don't need the sound. You know, it's just in the background, and it puts you in a good mood when you're in the room, but you can't sit down and watch it.
I'm all right with it. How say you, Fish Tank?
There we go.
They like it.
That's
well, on
what
the plus side, Kaká scored.
Dave Dameshek's number one sports.
All right, Jim Florentine, comedian extraordinaire, special ed, you know him from Crank Yankers. He played the world's greatest prank on Big Tad moments ago. This is going to be awesome. I can't wait to hear the results. Jim Florentine in studio right after this.
The Adam Carolla Show. A million opinions and only one eyebrow.
Let's talk about a little bit of Kentucky Derby. That's the big event. I want to bring highlight to a couple of the names of these horses.
The rule should be if they work on the Wang, they work on the Stang. You want to go Big Duke or the Widowmaker, that's fine.
Perfect.
Stick around. Headed your way, more of the Adam Carolla Show.
Good afternoon. This is Debbie.
Do you teach piano?
We do.
Yeah, I want to play piano.
Okay.
I play piano good.
Okay, cool.
I already know some songs. You want to hear one?
Sure.
Okay. This is Mary Had a Little Lamb. Mary, 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 Lamb. Yeah, Lamb. How's that?
Sounds like you need a teacher.
Yay! I played a banana.
New sandwich offered by Quiznos to Banano. Doing me oven roasted. Jim Florentine in studio. Good to see you, Jim.
I don't even remember that call.
I don't remember that call
either.
I was there for it.
I didn't even see it. I don't even see it on Crank. I don't even remember that one.
I know.
You were there for that one,
I was there for it, yeah.
I was one of the executive producers of Crank Anchors, and I was thinking to myself, and I was embarrassed in the middle of it, I don't remember Special Ed making that call. I want to go to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yay.
You know,
that's all. That's
you know
all
what
I
want
to go to Hawaii. Yay. I want to go to Hawaii.
Yes, Special Ed, as well as Bobby Fletcher, who did the belching in real time. A lot of folks didn't know that. I think they thought in Crank Anchors, David Alan Greer, who's coming up in a few in the next hour, he did his vomiting in real time, and Jim Florentine did his belching in real time when he would call.
Because people come up to you after my comedy shows, go, those burps aren't real. I would get offended by that. I go, I've been honing them since I'm 9 years old. Believe me, they are real. I got like hot chicks coming up to me going, oh, can you burp for me?
Yeah.
You know, 3 years ago, I was the biggest slob in the world. Now they're like, it turns them on.
Well, can you belch for us? Do you need a soda? Because when we do Crank Yankers, you'd slug a soda.
A soda and a water is
good.
Sure I can get one up. You know, usually, like a pitcher, you got to go warm up in the bullpen, but I'm just going to throw my arm out right now.
Go ahead. Yeah,
Is it worth it, though? You've got your career to think about.
Yeah, you don't want
to
have that.
I'll go on the DL for 15 days. I'll be back.
Get the Tommy John surgery. He'll be right back on the club circuit. All right, here he goes.
Pretty good.
See, sometimes you got to warm up.
So when he says,
I need a little soda.
Yeah. Get him a soda, please, Preston.
Getting
him a soda. Nice.
Getting better, see?
Friday night, you can find Jim Florentine in Las Vegas at the House of Blues. Wow, that was a quick soda. Someone had that on the ready.
Mike Lynch racing with the soda.
Fantabulous.
Nice.
There we go.
I remember you and Jimmy being on the ground laughing at one of the calls. Like, on Crank Anchors, I call for a job, and I started burping. The guy's like, are you burping on this line? I go, no, it's not my line. It must be on your line. So the guy thought somebody else was burping in his office. He's like, I'm going to find this guy. And I just kept burping and burping. I remember seeing you guys on the ground in the studio.
I was going insane.
I had to keep turning around because they were making me laugh.
It was a great twist because Jim was calling, Bobby Fletcher was calling to get a job and started belching. And we thought, usually the people just get offended that you're belching. But he swore he knew the guy who was on the third line. And he would talk to him like, all right, listen, I know who this is. I know what floor you're on. And I believe me, you will not be here. And Jim was like, this is very unprofessional. And he's like, I apologize. He will be taken care of.
I assure you this joker will be terminated and you will...
Right.
Yeah, the only time, when I wasn't talking, I was burping. He never caught on to that.
Yeah, so Jim was indignant. He's like, I don't know if I can come to work at a place that has this kind of flatulence going on. And the guy's like, I assure you this will be dealt with. Now we have profit sharing and 401k plans. Let's hear it, Jim. What do you got for us? Swig off that coke. Pressure's on.
Wow.
It's great.
Look out, booger.
Pretty good. Not great.
John and Jeff are going to be using that mic in about 8 hours going, someone ate sizzling. What is that? So, Jim, I'm sorry for making you perform that
Please.
Way, but you know.
It's all good.
You know, we're big fans.
Perform like it's tough to burp.
Well, certainly a talent. Also, inside the NFL, I enjoyed you on Inside the NFL. Are you going to do that again? Did you do it last Inside the NFL, or was it the one before that?
The one before I did. I did a year of it.
I thought it worked out pretty good. How did it work out for them? Do they have you back? Do you want to come
back? No, I didn't come back. They said they weren't going to do it comedians anymore. They weren't going to do comedy.
Right.
And I'm like, all right. They go, yeah, you were great. We actually won an Emmy for one of the ones where I made fun of Ricky Williams. I dressed up like Ricky Williams.
I saw that.
Great
one, yes.
Yeah.
Went around, smoked pot in Miami.
Smoked pot and went to Dan Marino's house.
You won an Emmy for that?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Is that great?
It's a white guy dressed as, he puts a Rastafarian wig under a Dolphins helmet. Smokes weed for 10 minutes.
You where's didn't win justice? An Emmy for your man show, Bit Man Pons. Where's the justice?
I know.
It's like the Marissa Tomei of the Emmys, you know? Maybe sometimes no one else was nominated.
Wow. Yeah.
The guy who burps and goes, yay, won an Emmy. It's a weird career.
So what do you got coming up beside Las Vegas House of Blues this Friday? Meet the Creeps. What is this about?
That's a hidden camera stuff that me and a bunch of comics do.
And you've been doing, you were doing the fake phone calls long before Crank Yankers, long before we
Yeah, I was doing a telemarketer, right? Messing around with telemarketers.
How would that work?
I had nothing going on during the day as a comic. You go to work at 9 o'clock at night. So I just, you know, if the phone rang during the day, I'd pick it up and I'd mess around with a telemarketer to see how long I could keep them on the phone. I started doing that crap and I put out a CD and then all of a sudden, you know, I was doing special ed. I was calling them retard at the time. And then I was burping on the other calls or whatever. And you guys came around for Crank Gang. It's like, we want to make puppets out of this guy. And I'm like, people are going to hate this. Like, oh, no, don't worry. It'll be cool. And then when I first heard the idea, I'm like, this is going to be awful. Prank calls with puppets. I had to be honest. But I'm like, well, Jimmy and Adam got some stuff going on at Comedy Central. Maybe this show will stick around for a few episodes.
And rest.
It's a huge hit. I mean,
the rest is history, yeah. A lot of the people we talked to who we recruited would go out and would actually get phone numbers that were one digit off from customer complaint numbers for like UPS, other big businesses, and of course the phone, because people are stupid and they take a million calls a day, the phone would ring 50 times a day and they would just answer UPS. I love that kind of thinking. It suggests you don't have a woman. But you're diabolical and you have time.
Especially, yeah, because that's a touchdown terrorist. That's the guy who did that. He has he had 25 lines in his house with numbers one off from UPS. So when they call that number, there's no way they think this is a prank.
Right.
They think they're calling UPS. So there's no way they think this guy might be jerking me around on the phone.
At some point, though, who is the joke on? You have 25 phones waiting for the ring.
I've told them about that as it pertains to Windy City Heat and the Perry Project many, many times. Who is the joke really on here, fellas?
I don't know how that movie didn't make $100 million. That is in the top five best movies I've ever seen, Windy City Heat.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And we will, for those of you who have not seen Windy City Heat, it will raise from the ashes like the Phoenix. We will have a DVD release of that, and I predict it still will achieve cult classic status, just like all these movies. Didn't Rocky Horror, all these Dawn of the Dead, all these kinds of movies, Eraserhead, all these movies that are sort of cult classics now, did not do well at first
Valley
release.
Valley of the Dolls?
Valley of the Dolls. The list goes on and on. I think you will be able to add Windy City Heat to that list
Don
one day.
Don Barris and Tony Barbieri's 10-year labor of love of tormenting a...
It'll be the next Office Space, without a doubt.
You like that movie. I did, too. I was barely in it. I was just watching it and loving it.
Ugh, it's genius.
We need to take ourselves a quick break. Jim Florentine in studio. Jim is going to read from the Star Jones book, his special ed. That's exciting. And Daryl Hannah is going to call in. She called in yesterday. She was squatting some land, an urban farm. Which just sounds like a clothing line by black guys, doesn't it? Urban Farm.
Yeah, with a PH.
Sort of like you want the FUBU, you want the Urban Farm stuff. She was squatting the land, was forcibly removed by the LAPD, living in a tent. Maybe the tent was in a tree. I don't know. She's calling in after that. And again, more Jim Florentine special ed all after this.
Every time you listen, an angel gets its wings.
What is going on?
The Adam Carolla Show.
Yeah, Brad Pitt's on the TV. He's got a shirt off in that movie Fight Club. He's like, oh, man, if I had his money, I could look like that. No, you wouldn't. If you had his money, you'd just buy more expensive food, okay?
Jim Florentine in studio Friday night in Las Vegas at the House of Blues. Also, Daryl Hannah should be calling in at some point. We're trying to actually find that call where Jim Florentine as Bobby Fletcher calls in for his job interview, and the guy thinks someone's on the other line belching. Do we have that, Brian?
Yeah.
Well, let's see if you can hear it, because it's I forgot me and Kimmel were on the ground rolling around. It was funny, but the second the guy says, all right, who's on the other line? You said someone must be on that. I immediately fell down laughing. And that guy was very self-important. All right, let's see what we got here.
Okay.
What was that again?
Peachtree Place Parkway, and that's Doraville.
How do you spell that?
This is another one.
This is a different one.
Yeah.
What was that?
Brian, one of the clues is I kept saying the guy, the dude, the man.
I'm sorry.
This is a chick. Well, let's hear it anyway.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't want to hear it either.
I don't want to hear it either, but, you know, sometimes I can't hold it in.
Okay.
Just like my farts.
Well.
So, it's Peachtree.
Place Parkway.
Okay.
And that's Doraville.
Right.
And that's...
How do you spell a Doraville again?
D-O-R-A.
D-O-R.
A-V-I-L-L-E.
A-V.
I-L-L-E.
Okay.
And that's Georgia 30360.
It's always funny. When you're in the room, it's funnier.
It's so immature.
All right, let's try to find that other one before the day is out. I will have that for you. Daryl Hannah is on the phone. Daryl?
Yes?
Are you okay, my dear?
I'm fine, thank you.
Now, I was confused. Were you in a tent or were you in a tree when the fuzz came yesterday?
I was in a tree. Well, actually, what happened was... I was feeling a little bit ill last night, and or was it last night? It was the night before. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of laid down in a tent, and then we got word from the tree because John Quigley was up in the tree, and he had woken up sort of out of the blue, and he saw that we were being surrounded, so he kind of yelled out to everybody that it was time, and so I just kind of scampered up.
So that's you go to high ground.
Yeah,
when the
exactly.
man shows up. Now here's for those of you
a cave bear.
For those of you who don't know what's going on, there's a urban farm in the middle of basically South Central
in the middle of South Central LA. That's right. It's the largest urban farm in the nation.
And it's 14 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been there. Well, there was never anything there, right?
Well, no, there was like many, many years ago, maybe 30 years ago, there was some kind of a plant. And then it was in the 80s, basically a dump. I mean, a place where there were broken refrigerators, and the police said that they used to find bodies and stuff like that. I mean,
yeah.
Just a gnarly, you know, dump.
Well, you know, what people don't realize is if you want to go dump your old sofa, it costs $30. And when you're poor, why pay $30 to throw something out? Why not just dump it in an open area? But it then got developed and turned into an urban farm, right?
Well, what happened was it was taken by the city in 87 from mm-hmm. the man who owned it, because a lot of times fallow land that's left to sort of turn into just an eyesore and is taken by eminent domain.
Mm-hmm.
And that, but doesn't mean they just take it. They have to pay them for it. So they paid the developer $4.8 million for it and took it from him. Then it was sort of, then the city decided they were going to make a trash incinerator there, but the community rose up against that idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the riots, or the uprising, as some people prefer to call them, in 92, the land was then given to the community mm-hmm. as a sort of, you know, because they realized that part of the issue was that there wasn't any safe green spaces for people, there wasn't any community centers, and there wasn't, you know,
right.
any goodwill from coming from the city.
How did you get involved with this?
I found out about this farm because I shoot a weekly video blog on sustainable issues, and Julia Butterfly Hill called me to tell me about the farm, so I went down there to shoot.
Butterfly, ex-kickboxer or something? Or is it...
No, I think I don't know if that's just her given middle name or one that she chose for herself.
Mm-hmm.
But she's the girl who saved the trees, the redwoods, by sitting in them for over two years.
And you just went down there and squatted it?
No, I did not go down there and squat it. I went down there to shoot a segment on the farm, and I fell in love with the farm and the farmers, and decided to do what I can to help them to preserve it. And this word that people are using, squatters, in terms of response, you know, in terms of talking about the farmers or the mm-hmm. people who are there, is really incorrect term. The farmers were given that land.
Right.
There's an illegal sale court case pending that's going to be going to trial on June 12th. They were given that land. The food bank was there. The city gave them that land.
All right, I'm sympathetic.
No, but I'm just telling you that people have been bandying around that word, that term, squatters, and it's complete. It's almost like a racist comment at this point. You know?
All right, but let's talk Let's talk about Kill Bill 3. How say you? I loved you in 1 and 2. I know you got killed, but hell.
No, she didn't
get killed.
She was just blinded. Her second
eye. Oh, she never got killed.
I thought
she got killed in the trailer, but yeah, just blinded.
Yes.
Eye plucked out.
We can assume maybe that the Black Mamba bit her and killed her,
but you could also assume that I could be a blind samurai.
It was it was a great scene. And by the way, you can't fire a gun blind, but you can handle a sword better than people
exactly.
who have vision once you go blind. That's what I've learned from movies. Guys are actually better with a sword once they go blind.
You're
so
strong with the force, you are.
What about Kill Bill 3? Are they working on it? Are you talking about it?
Well, Quentin has always kind of talked about it. He always conceived of the story as a trilogy, and so it may be something that he'll do, but he has to wait for some of the characters to grow up.
And what else do you have cooking beside heading down and saving urban farms?
Well,
what can we expect to see in theatrically?
Can I make a point about the farm that just finished? One point about the farm.
All right, quickly, because it's boring. I want to hear about you, you know, getting your eyes plucked out.
Well, she lived in a tree. That's sort of interesting.
Well, how long were you living in the tree, Daryl?
I was down there for 23 days. And by the way, the money that the developer said he'd be willing to take was raised.
Mm.
And he had a contractual obligation to accept it until just a few days
ago. Do you go to the bathroom? In a knot hole or beehive? Well, what do you do when you're up in a tree?
Well, like I said, it was conceived of as a community watchtower, so I was able to come down and, you know, handle business.
All right. I would stay up there and never come down, by the way, but I would give a heads up to whoever was underneath me in the tree.
Is there anything that you would live in a tree for 23 days for? Ace.
I'm just thinking, if you did in fact go to the bathroom and there was someone underneath you, that you'd be like, he'd turn to his buddy and go, there is the biggest goddamn crow in the world up in that tree. I got to tell you, my windshield was broken.
Well, it's good for fertilizer.
Can I ask Daryl another question? I know there were other famous people protesting. Willie Nelson was there. Joan Baez were there. Where were they when Johnny Law came for you?
Yeah.
You know, most people, came for a day to see the farm, but there were only about 60 people there that were staying there that were part of the laying their bodies on the line to block the bulldozers from coming in.
Yeah, not the posers. Hardcore
right.
People. Hey, Daryl, by the way, are you single? Are you married? What's your status?
Oh, my God, you guys are out of control.
Well, I got to tell you, if I had a hot blonde wife and she said she was heading down to South Central to sit in a tree, I'd say, over my dead body. Now get barefoot and get in the kitchen.
Do you have a boyfriend, Daryl?
No, I'm not going to tell you guys.
That means that's yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's a celebrity.
Daryl and who sitting in a tree?
Hey, Daryl, when they came to get you, did a fire truck come to get you out of the tree?
Yeah, a fire truck did come.
And did you fight with them?
The whole point was to be, to peacefully resist and hold our positions because basically that we were trying to stall for time so that we could make sure that the community could, we could raise the money, the finances, and also buy time to have the deal made.
Well, what if everybody, celebrities included, but especially celebrities, kicked in the money to buy the land?
Lots of people did, and the money was there. The money was on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And at the 11th hour or the 12th hour, the developer just said, and he came out with a statement yesterday, that he wouldn't sell the land to these people for $100 million, even though these people are one of the poorest people in the country, and they live off the food that they grow there.
Mm-hmm.
He's just angry from, his past history, not just with the farmers and not with the farmers actually in particular, but with the city and how he feels that, he has been treated or disparaged or cheated or something in the years past.
Daryl, when they got you out of the tree, did anyone try to cop a feel? Because that, whenever I'm helping a woman on or off something, I always grab a little boob. Did that happen? And
no,
if they did, what's his badge number? I will blacken his eye.
Yeah, fortunately, that didn't happen.
All right. Well, we wish you well, Daryl Hannah, and we invite you into the studio to talk about the Milagro Beanfield War, or that's what we need a sequel to, The Reckoning, or Kill Bill 3 or whatever it is. And please keep us posted with this stuff.
All right.
Updated. Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
Daryl Hannah sounds a little tired.
Well,
possibly stoned, but vulnerable. I like
yes.
that.
Yes, and by the way, according to the internet, which may or may not be correct,
mm-hmm.
she has been keeping company with magician David Blaine. I don't know if that's over.
Oh, really?
Or I don't know if that's online.
Well, that is some serious David Blaine trickery, my friend.
It's in one of her online biographies. Interesting.
Daryl Hannah, are you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah. David Blaine, we found out you're dating.
No, I am not dating David Blaine.
Have you dated him?
No comment.
Listen, there's not a woman alive between the age of 19 and 44 that hasn't dated David Blaine, that son of a bitch. His greatest magic trick of all so
making
far.
Making beautiful women up here.
Well, she just showed them up if they are dating anyway. Spending 23 days in a tree is better than any stupid
yeah,
trick.
Yeah, and she actually was helping poor farmers, and he was doing,
Yeah,
himself.
The guy spends the weekend in a snow globe, and he wants international press there. You're in a walnut tree for a month. That's a stunt. I say you're a true hero.
Me too.
Now it is time, and I'm sorry, Jim.
No, it's all right. That's very interesting.
Daryl Hannah stole your thunder.
No, I would love for my girlfriend to hang in a tree for like 23 days. I go to Vegas with my friends, go out drinking. She won't even have, her cell phone's going to die in like a day and a half. You don't have to get the call, like, where are you? It's beautiful. There's no charger up there.
It'd at least be nice a couple days out of the month. Mommy's in her period tree, sweetie. Yes, it's the red oak in the corner. She goes up there for 3 days at it, 3 or 4 days at every month. It just goes up to the tree, does a little soul searching.
Now, I wonder if she had her time in a month in that 23 days. Did someone have to actually, did she have to call out for some tampons?
They fire it up with an air cannon.
The redwood.
If their aim is right, she doesn't have to take them out of the wrapper. It's beautiful. Oh, my God. It's going to be hot, though, if Daryl Hannah, like, you're just some poor South Central guys trying to grow a little weed on the man's lot, and all of a sudden Daryl Hannah comes pulling up, says she's climbing a tree. I'd help her up. All right, where were we? Do we have Jim Florentine's? We don't have that.
Well, it's definitely season two.
Season two.
It's in season two, definitely.
The description that was on this DVD says Bobby applies for a job and burps through the whole thing.
He did a bunch of those calls, though.
We'll track down season two.
He's very limited, that
character. The whole crank anchor should just be called Bobby applies for a job. That's what we're going to change it. And it's coming back to MTV, by the way.
Yeah, MTV too.
Yeah, exciting. So it will have a renaissance. Now, as promised, Jim Florentine was going to read from the Star Jones book as Special Ed. Do you have a chapter there?
Yeah. Ready?
Oh, yes. Yes. The eight count of silence always means I'm ready. Heads up, you know, just for anyone.
Okay. Hi. We talked for hours and hours, and we found that we did want to be faithful throughout our marriage in mind, body, and spirit. Yay!
Oh, no.
I saw my spirit last night, and he was wearing a helmet, too. That's not part of the book, though. I just thought I'd say that.
Now, you can get off copy. Go ahead,
okay.
Special Ed.
I don't want people not to buy the book if they heard that passage.
No, it's important they buy the book.
Then we kind of looked at it like a challenge, and I like challenges.
Sure.
Adam,
you challenge yourself. Sure.
Sometimes when I eat jujubes and I try to poop and I see how long it takes.
That's
Yay!
A challenge.
Poop. Do you think Star... Oh, I can't say that. Do you think Star Jones' poop is big?
I'm doing the math. I'm going, yeah.
Yay! Yeah. I love turds.
Yeah.
Then we could see if we could break boundaries and old patterns of behavior. Man, this is boring.
It really is.
I want my mommy.
I'm sorry.
In my old life, yay! I remember my old life. But in my whole life, I was retarded, too. Yay!
Revelations. Wow.
I use my body to communicate. I want to find other ways beyond sex to communicate. Then we both wanted to build up the tenderness that is sometimes lost in the sex act. Yay! Sometimes I can perform a sex act on myself. Yeah, sometimes my helmet gets in the way.
Sure. He only takes his helmet off for two things, like Burt Reynolds and Smoking the Bandit. Nice job. Jim Florentine is, of course, Special Ed. Coming back to Crank Anchors MTV2. This Friday night in Las Vegas at the House of Blues. Also, Meet the Creeps. Look for that coming up soon. Jim, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We appreciate it. We'll be right back to Jerk Report.
Ooh la la.
Coming up, David Alan Greer. My main man.
Dag. Even number 7 may show up on this Jerk Report. Who knows?
Wow.
Who's to say?
All right. Well, we'll be listening after this. Jeff Frat Guy also was still in the house.
I want to say something to all these people out here. Joining a fraternity is the biggest decision of a young man tonight.
True. I'll tell you what.
I almost died during pledging. The doctor said he had never seen anyone's stomach get pumped so many times.
The next time you see a picture of Adam Carolla on a bus or a billboard, hit the guy next to you really hard and say, 1-0, The Adam Carolla Show.
Jerk!
The Jerk Report.
A severe penalty for being a jerk.
Yes.
The Jerk Report.
beware your foul behavior.
Because my eyes see all.
I am like Sauron atop my tower.
And shame the devil if I lay my eyes upon you.
Judge rules. Jerk!
Dave will shame your ass. Stay in line, all you. Jerk report coming up. Some folks would like to contribute to it. We have stuff to give away. We got a couple $100 over at Craig and Auto Parts, Checker Auto Parts, Shucks Auto Parts, same place. We have the Disneyland Pass. We got the Brother P Touch. We got the Phillips Norelco Body Groomer. Used it.
I will listen. Really? The Uruk-hai are all over. If I am Sauron in the equation, then my Uruk-hai are all over. You can't hide from them. They'll hunt you down, evildoers.
Phil?
Yes.
The evildoer?
Hello, Adam.
How are you?
I say that Dave Damashek needs to be the jerk of the week.
What gives? Who is
what
this?
What gives? Okay, well, first off, let me explain. I am from Youngstown, Ohio, the halfway point between Cleveland and Pittsburgh.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so am I. You know, I have to live with this. This is my burden, my cross to bear. No, but listing Benny Restless.
I like when people confuse themselves or at least distract themselves with their own conversation. It happens every once in a while.
That was our cross to bear.
That's right. He threw himself off by explaining where he was
listen,
from.
Listen, he wishes to disparage number
all
seven.
All right, go ahead, Phil.
Okay, well, here's my thing, okay? Now, Cleveland and Pittsburgh has always had this rivalry.
Sure.
And Dave making Benny out to be this godlike figure is totally silly.
He's a Super Bowl champion. And by the way, when Cleveland Browns fans tell me about the rivalry between the Steelers, how about this? We have five Super Bowl rings. How about you get to one Super Bowl, and then maybe we can talk about some of a rivalry.
Oh, Dave, now listen.
I know what's coming. Oh, we won championships back in the 50s.
Four NFL championships, right. That's right. Who's the only team to go undefeated? Only team ever to go undefeated for a whole season.
Miami Dolphins?
72? No, the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, okay, I always thought it was a 72 Browns. Dolphins team. You don't hear about the Browns so much. Hold on, I may be confused. Do the Browns wear a white uniform with a picture of a dolphin on the helmet?
No.
Oh, well, then now I'm confused because whenever they talk about undefeated teams, they always talk about the 72 Dolphins. Okay, look, here's the deal. New rule. If you have to go back and dig deeper than 35 years when it comes to your town's sports, you are officially a loser and in trouble. When you have to go back then when everyone wore the silk shorts and everyone was white and everything was filmed in black and white. We had a dynasty when the Etzel was the greatest selling car in America. When you have to dig that deep, it's bad news.
Yes, please. I haven't the time nor the inclination to deal with this nonsense.
Sorry, Your Highness. Dan?
Hello, sir. How are you, Mr. Corolla?
Who would you like to put on Dave's Jerk Report?
I am tired of them not passing Shaq the ball, and it's Antoine Walker, Jason Williams, and Pat Riley, unfortunately. I don't know why Dwayne Wade is ever sitting on the bench.
But they won. I hope you said sitting. They won last night.
Barely.
Yeah, barely.
Oh, okay, but they won.
Well, yeah, a win's a win, but I mean, when you got Shaq, Daddy, give him the ball.
All right.
And that's why I don't know, but put him on the Jerk Report, please.
All right, I don't like your timing, but I like your enthusiasm. I'm going to give you a gift certificate.
Nice.
Oh, really? What a nice guy.
Yeah.
What are you giving him?
What do you mean by timing, though? I mean, I love Shaq at the Lakers.
Well, you're complaining about you're wanting to put a team on the Jerk Report that won 12 hours ago.
And by the way, Shaq made two free throws down the stretch.
Yeah, he did. Oh, hey, we did a great job down the stretch, but it shouldn't have been necessary.
Right, I'm taking away the gift certificate.
Easy come, easy go.
He talked his way out of it. You know when Trump does that, he's about to fire somebody at the table, and he's like, Mr. Trump, excuse me, listen, Jonathan, you are, Mr. Trump, excuse me, I'm talking to Jonathan. Jonathan, you're incompetent, you're dangerous to your team, excuse me, you're fired. He then fires the person that jumped in for the third time.
So he doesn't get his gift certificate, now I feel bad for him.
Okay, I'm going to give it to him.
Okay.
Dan.
What a nice guy, Mr. Kroll.
That's what I like. Cragen, you sound like the kind of guy who likes wearing a collar but rolling up his sleeves, yes?
Well, I'm a repair plumber, so yeah.
So you work on your own ride, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm going to give you $200 over at Cragen.
Oh, what a nice guy. Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you. I like your attitude.
All right. Has amateur hour ended yet? Has amateur hour ended?
Yes, it is. I'm sorry. It's officially over.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm excited.
So it begins. Don't bother running, jerks and creeps. There's nowhere to hide. The new and improved jerk report begins now. We're going to do the list format that your replacement last week, Jimmy Kimmel, suggested.
Mm-hmm. Insisted upon.
Coming in at number six.
Yelled, you're fired if you don't do it.
Number six. I'm going to start off close to home. You know, it was my birthday on Sunday, and it was also my nephew Zachary's birthday on Monday. He turned four, and he had his birthday party on Sunday, my birthday, so I got no calls from any of my family. Yeah. No phone calls from anyone in my family for most of the day, because they were off at his shindig.
Wait, how old is Zach?
He's four.
Youngest ever on the Jerk Report?
Perhaps. Listen to the message I got on Sunday after all the parties are over with.
Sure.
From this jerk and his older brother, Ben. Here, first of all, listen to what Ben, this is the message I get, this consolation prize.
Happy birthday, Uncle David. I love you.
Okay, so that's Ben. And then Zachary, whose birthday it is, here's his message to me.
Happy birthday.
You hear what I'm talking about.
That was nothing short of an attack.
Conniving, isn't he? You can hear it. Well, listen, I got news for you. Let me give you a birthday present, Zachary. Jerk! All right. Number five on the list. 12-grain bread. I love 7-grain bread.
Sure.
I went from white bread as a lad to then I like wheat bread. Then I like 7-grain bread.
Yes.
But then Cindy, my wife, she brought home 12-grain bread. It's too much. It's like Icarus. It flew too close to the sun.
It tried
Sunflower
too hard,
seeds and everything.
Yeah.
It's cloying. I won't have it. 12-grain bread is a jerk.
If you go over 10-grain at that point, bring home one of those Sterno logs. And we'll just cut that into slices. No, it is essentially like the husk of it's the sunflower seeds. Not the seed part, but the shell.
Right.
Just formed into the shape of a piece of toast. Yes.
Coming in at number four, Dateline NBC, particularly Chris Hansen, their reporter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this show, they used to cover all manner of injustices, and they used to try to help the consumer out. Now they're obsessed with catching predators.
Yes.
That's all they do, is they set up hidden cameras. And listen, that's fine. All right, you shouldn't go out and try to meet little children online and make sweet love to them.
No.
But listen to how Chris Hansen, listen to the way he steals the dignity.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, and we're doing a story about adults meeting teens on the internet.
You've got to stop this.
Why did you come here, though? Help me to understand.
Because I'm a sick son of a bitch.
Why don't you go ahead and cover up?
Guy's nude.
You're naked. There's a 14-year-old girl. You're chasing a cat around. You've got Cool Whip.
What do you have to, you know, and then he always offers him a cookie, too.
Yeah.
I just love it, though. The guy pulls up to the house, and he knocks on the back door. Hello? I got your message on the internet. Come in and take your pants off and enjoy Toll House Cookie. I'll be down in a moment. Okay. Where should I put my pants? Like, not a little bit suspicious that the person doesn't physically open the door of their house?
And how'd the cat get involved? All of a sudden there's a cat.
Interesting
question.
Let that cat out of the
bag. I'll tell you what, the child molesters are you know, the justice is being served.
I still feel sorry for them.
Yeah, they go to jail. Chris Hansen must pay an even steeper price. Let me tell you what it is. He's a jerk!
They also tackle the poor son of a bitch who's trying to walk back to his van every time. And again, just for any cops that are listening, when eventually, and it will happen sooner than later, you have to tackle the ace man. Call out the on the ground. I will look back, see you and your partner in your uniforms, and I will hit the deck. You do not need to tackle me. They always run at the guy and they tackle him. Then they put the knee in the smaller guy's back and the guy's nutsack pops out of his shorts. It's tough.
I'll let you go on, but I briefly learned while watching all these datelines, if you want to spot a child predator, 9 times out of 10, he's going to be wearing knee-length denim shorts.
Yes, that's what I look for.
So look out for that.
All right, we're halfway through the jerks of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, quick break.
two get out of jerk free cards to reward. As I said, it's the new and improved Jerk Report, as you may hear. Original music, brand new music for the Jerk Report. Of course, the get out of jerk free cards, a coveted item because it has the power to buy a person out of being a future jerk.
Sure.
Like the immunity item. This week, it goes to the composers of said music, John Williams and Howard Shore. Thank you for composing this original music for the Jerk Report.
They actually composed this for the Jerk Report. Yes.
Dave, I loaded these songs myself. I'm fairly confident they did them for movies that came out long before the Jerk Report was ever around.
So?
I'm just...
you don't shame me on the Jerk Report.
I'm sorry.
What?
Turn it on yourself.
What?
Do it. Thank you.
All right. John, I'm intrigued. He wants Tracy Morgan put on the Jerk Report. Oh.
Hmm. Absolutely, that SOB.
I like Tracy Morgan.
I hate to say it, Adam. I hate to, you know, he's a friend of yours and all that, but I tried to get through the other day, but I couldn't. But I drove Tracy in the limo one night a few years ago.
Is it true what they say about brothers and tipping?
I would hate to say it. It is.
Yeah. Is that the problem? He didn't tip you?
Well, not only that, but I could go further, but I'll stop there.
No, go further.
What did he do? And was he with his partner?
No.
Liberius. What the hell was that guy?
Leroy.
Was he with Leroy?
He was alone.
He was alone. All right. And you drove him from where to where?
I drove him from the St. Regis to the Irvine Improv.
All right. And what was the problem?
Well, the first night he was really cool, but...
So you were his driver.
I was his driver.
Mm-hmm.
But the following night, I think he had a little something in the back of the improv, which caused him to be very euphoric and paranoid. And he began offering me work because his show was about to start. The following day, I tried to follow up on that and ask him about that, and he got all weird, saying, you know, what the hell are you talking about? I never said that, so on and so forth.
All right. Well, you know, he's a celebrity.
Well, you know what,
that doesn't sound that bad.
Tracy's Tracy. You know?
Tracy's Tracy. And not a good tipper?
How about zero?
All right. He's a friend. It doesn't sound egregious enough. Sometimes there's a little confusion when somebody pays for the driver. He didn't pay for the driver. You know, it's not like he was going to the prom.
Yeah,
and
he might have thought
the
tip
book
was covered.
Yeah, I'm sorry, John.
Adam, can I say one other thing?
Yes.
Your show is one of the funniest shows in the history of the universe, but I think when he was on it the other day, he brought it down a few notches.
All right, and how would you like a gift certificate, my friend?
I would love
it. I'm going to give you a choice. You want the Craig and Auto Parts? You want to go to Disneyland? How about the Brother P-Touch?
You know, Craig would be great.
You'll go to Craig. $200 for the compliment. Thank you. Hi, I'm Adam Carolla. I'm your cruise director. I'll be assigning genders. Thank you. Sorry, Dave.
All right, let's carry on. And I don't want to tempt fate. I don't want to be like somebody in the baseball dugout talking about a no-hitter and blow it. But so far, one Jim Brusca has not come anywhere close to earning a jerk status. Good for him. Keep your lips shut.
I learned my lesson.
All right, perfect. Now, as always, the listeners, a.k.a. the Uruk-hai to my benevolent Sauron, have spoken, and I happen to agree this week. Number three on the list, number seven. Big Ben Roethlisberger.
Wow.
Listen, thank goodness he's all right from the horrific motorcycle accident. But how dare he take chances like this with his life when a million losers like myself depend upon him for our self-worth?
Conservative estimate.
Number seven, jerk. Sorry to do it. Wow. I'm not happy to do it.
Takes a big man.
Number two, Jimmy Kimmel.
Really?
That's right. Jimmy Kimmel, I refer you to this piece of evidence from last week's Jerk Report. Kimmel filling in, here's what happened.
The Jerk Report?
You got it.
Okay, and again, I think this should be made into a list, sort of a top 10 list.
Who does he think he is? Wow. Now, I'm doing it as a list, and I think it's going very nicely.
I do, too.
But I don't want to set a bad precedent.
Well,
therefore, I must... No.
But he made a valid point. It seems to be flowing much
took
better.
Note.
Adam,
Dave,
please.
I'm just suggesting.
You're
I'm
not
just
alone.
Suggesting.
You now have twins to think about. Please don't make me do this.
What
to
you're
you.
Doing to Kimmel is a real good thing.
All right, I have to do it. Thing. Double blast. One for Kimmel.
No.
One for Carolla.
No.
Jerks! All right. Listen, now it's too much.
I shouldn't have opened my mouth.
You only have yourself to blame. I want you to take a look in the mirror during the commercial and look at the man looking back at you, and that's who's to blame.
I'm doing some soul search.
What number are we on?
It's time for number one, but we're going to take a break now. We're going to go for a break. And then, the creep of the week.
But when you say break, we can take a week off, right? We don't have to come right back to it.
When you say number one, does that include the creep of the week?
Didn't you?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes, that is creep.
You know what?
Okay.
It's a real good thing. We should take a break. All right, we're going to take a break. You are going to get one of the worst emails from Jimmy Kimmel. I predict you're going to get IM'd in the next 10 to 15 seconds.
Oh, I'm going to get in trouble for number one, too.
That's right.
Wait till you hear number one.
I can't wait.
Oh,
no.
David Allen Greer, DAG. My main man, look at him in all his splendor and glory sitting out there. He's coming in next, and then number one for the Jerk Report and Creep of the Week after this. What is going on?
Whichever God you believe in wants you to listen.
Wow.
It's the Adam Carolla Show.
Hello, this is Derek Smalls from Spinal Tap, and you're being invited by me to call Adam Carolla now at 866-901-ADAM, and that's spelled the way Adam was spelled.
Now, first, little unfinished business with Dave's Jerk Report. We have the number one jerk and then the creep of the week.
No, but one in the same.
One in the same.
Right.
Sorry. Now, also, a black man who does tip, David Allen Greer.
What's crackling? Adam, it's great. Still single. Still hold it down. Woo! Listen, I brought you a bottle of champagne because where I'm from, we congratulate our men folk for passing on the seed. Here you go, buddy. Congratulations.
Oh, that's sweet.
Huh? How's it feel?
I'll tell you, when you go to Dag's house, you do wish you were single. You really do. Super bikes parked in the garage. Smell of weed in the air. Big screen TVs. And nice. He really looks like Dan Tana's spot over from Vegas. Actually parks his car in the living room. Nice job, Dag.
Dude, how long has it taken before your wife goes, "Honey, I just gave birth to twins. Can I get that diamond ring?"
Oh, she pulled that crap before she gave birth.
Dude, you really? Gotta put your foot down. You gotta put your foot down.
I got her a tennis bracelet.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta put your foot down. Be a man!
Yeah. Well, it's not really a tennis bracelet. It's sweatbands, but you would wear it when you're playing tennis.
Right.
You know?
Wow.
Technically a tennis bracelet.
Teresa, right. You're moving away from me. Why are you doing that?
I'm scared.
She looks
intimidated.
So hot.
She does look good.
Like, your butt was like twice as big the last time I saw you.
Yeah, I used to be chubby.
Nice.
All right, hang on, Daggeroni.
I just want to tell you before we go, I have probably the most earth-shattering news ever in the history of all broadcasting.
Ooh, la, la.
You
do wow.
Thing. Just remind me about that. But go ahead. Have a good show.
Let's Dave get to his creep of the week.
Earth-shattering. Go ahead.
And then we'll hear that news. I'm sorry, Dave.
Shall we proceed?
Ahead. Yes, I'm sorry.
A quick recap. Mm-hmm. At number six this week, my nephew Zachary, 4 years of age, he stepped on my glorious birthday with his own birthday. I didn't care for that. Number five, 12-grain bread. Number four, Chris Hansen from Dateline NBC for shaming predators. Three, number seven, Big Ben Roethlisberger. Number two, Jimmy Kimmel for giving me advice on the Jerk Report.
Right.
How dare you? And, of course, Adam Carolla for then taking his side.
One of the people you named on your Jerk Report is now on the hotline.
Oh.
It's number seven? Zachary. How dare you? I am asleep. My snooze alarm has gone off. I'm listening to that voice of yours, like the penguin from an old Batman episode. Bat, 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 bat. And I hear myself included as the number two jerk of the week, ahead of that meathead who didn't wear a helmet on his motorcycle. How dare you?
He's paid his price. Let me tell you something, Kimmel. I think this list format has worked out nicely.
But you got
lucky this time. I don't want to encourage this sort of behavior from other people. Already, Carolla's taking your side with it.
Here's an idea, Dave. Now that it is a list, call it the list instead of the report. It isn't a report. It's a list.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
I have one. Thank you, Brian.
Hey, I don't want to get off topic for a second, but is the shocking news from Dag that he prefers a smaller ass?
Hey!
I think that would be groundbreaking.
I'm just saying that her butt is smaller.
Well, I just wanted to call in and say that I've never been so insulted. I was coming off what a high I was coming off of from the Huey Lewis concert last night. luckily, Huey will be on the program tonight on my show. And let me just say this, Dave. If he is named to your jerk list, this will be it for you. You'll be killed.
Yeah, you don't mess
the
with him.
The heart of
Roswell
will not be beating anyone.
He just referred to something called the jerk list. I don't even know what
if
that
I
is.
If I was a jerk, I would reveal that number one on your jerk list is Adam's children.
What did they do? Ooh,
wow.
Stuff. I did want to give Natalia a get-out-of-jerk-free card. But Sonny, he barely dodged being on the jerk.
Well, what'd he do?
I just want to send a message early.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Keep in line, boy.
I see. Right. Like I'm going to do with the back of my hand.
Well, I can't wait to hear who number one on the jerk. Wow. Adam. Skip number one and just go on with that.
Wow.
Do me that. Wow.
You see?
Wow.
See, I've given him an inch and now he's taking a mile.
I think
see?
Number one is actually on the line too.
Well, number one, let's get right to it here before we bring that person on. Crepe of the week. He or she is the crepe of the week. This week's crepe, my wife Cindy.
Oh my goodness.
Let me tell you something.
She's an angel, David.
Let me tell you something. How'd I celebrate my birthday weekend? On Saturday, I am awoken from my slumber by a medic who's downstairs because we have to get life insurance, Cindy's decided. So I begin my weekend by getting blood drawn from my arm. I get stabbed, and then I have to pee in a cup, and then I have to transfer the pee into a little test tube, and it goes on my hands. So this is my Saturday.
Right.
Then Sunday, I'm brushing my teeth. She's off to the store.
You're not
coordinated. Uh-oh.
I say to her, get me a new toothbrush. Mm-hmm. I've been using the one for the last several days that was in your cabinet, mm-hmm. Cindy, and I need a new toothbrush. Mm-hmm. She says, oh, no, that's the toothbrush I use to clean my rings, and she uses some sort of, you know, who knows what.
Yes.
So she's poisoning me.
She's trying
to kill me. Coincidence that I get life insurance on Saturday, and then on Sunday it's revealed to me. She's giving me low doses of what I can only assume is strychnine, trying to murder
me. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. She's a saboteur. She's a she-devil, and I got another word for her. It's crepe.
Wow. And she offer you a cookie? Whoa.
Here's the thing.
Yes. How say you, Cindy?
Hi, Adam. How are you?
I'm good.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
Hey, Cindy.
All right,
what's up?
Here's the thing. Hi, guys. Hi, how are you? Okay, here's the thing. First of all, who uses an unwrapped toothbrush that's not in a toothbrush holder that's sitting next to a little bottle of cleanser?
Mm-hmm.
The judge has spoken.
Mm-hmm.
The case is sealed.
You can't take back the laser.
And also, I won't defend myself anymore then.
Don't you shame me.
Dave, I have a surprise for you. Cindy and I are in bed together right now.
Yeah, he just pushed her out of bed and told her to call from the bathroom phone.
You don't even want to know where the toothbrush is now.
Yeah. Kimmel, it's better than you being in bed with Big Ben. That would make me sadder.
I got enough of you.
All right, Jimmy, thank you.
That's Jimbo.
Great Jimmy Kimmel, and of course, Cindy, who's a delight, sweet as the day
She's
is long.
She's going to have to work hard to get herself off the report, though.
But who would guess just a few short weeks ago when the jerk report began, and I'm talking about this particular episode. Beloved Cindy.
The joke was really funny.
What if a time traveler showed up from way back at the end of May and said, Ben Roethlisberger, Jimmy Kimmel, and your own beautiful Cindy are going to be at the top of the jerk report? You wouldn't have believed him.
You would have
called him a liar.
Am I happy about it? No.
No.
Am I sorry I put them on the jerk report? No, I am not.
Wow.
They've earned their place there.
It takes a big, big man to do.
Your arms are folded.
Wow. Look at him. All right, Daggeroni. Daggeroni has earth-shattering news.
We're going to get to that. First of all, you know, the devil called, and he told me to tell you guys he was doing a 8-day fast. When he called.
He was.
For celebration of 666. So he wasn't on his
blood
devilish,
sugar a little bit low.
Yeah, wasn't on his devilish best.
Yes.
Or worst, as he would say.
And eaten a fetus in 8 days.
Yes, yes, wow. Yes. And he did want to say that. These are his words. He was planning something really big. He didn't. He can't talk about it because he didn't close the deal yet, but it's to take the Earth and smash it into the sun.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah. Ambitious.
Yeah, right,
well,
before he finished.
If that happens...
Well, you'll know.
We'll definitely get on to the jerk report. I'll tell you that, too, right now.
You better do it quick, because, you know, it's gonna
get
hot.
Well, if we do it on Wednesday, so if it happens on Monday or Tuesday, he's on. Yeah. If it happens later on a Wednesday, he's going to have to wait until the following week, I believe.
Hey, Adam, I'm going out with some friends, my just guys. You know, we're going to do some strip clubs and oh, never mind.
I got to go home and lactate. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, Dag, we need to take a break.
Okay, sure.
But you've still got a bombshell.
You have earth-shattering news.
I have a bombshell. It's probably the biggest thing ever been announced. Anyways, while I have you, I want to thank DTM for giving me that special Yamaha.
Oh, yeah.
Only 500 made. Teresa, you'd like to ride
There's
in
a man who wears a helmet.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir!
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the biggest news ever announced over the airwaves after this. Is on the phone. Lynette?
Hi.
How you doing, baby?
Morning. Good.
Congratulations. The babies are gorgeous.
Thank you.
So does that thing happen where you have the babies and then instantly you know how to be a mother and it comes naturally?
No.
Absolutely not. Unless you call crying and yelling at me, do something, instantly knowing how to be a mother.
Stick around. There's a lot more coming up.
What is going on?
This is the Adam Carolla Show.
It's time to speak to our good friend, the devil.
Do you have any parenting tips for Adam?
Absolutely. Mr. Chance, I always like to spank the kids in utero, number one.
Okay.
If it's a boy, you want to circumcise the kid yourself. Let them know who's boss. For the girl, if she's breastfeeding, snatch that booby away from her and say, this is daddy's milk.
Great tips. You and the Kaz should sit down and write a book.
Friggin' fraggin' friggin' friggin'. Other people, there's kind of girls that stop having the babies and they're friggin' fraggin'. They don't know who the daddy is. And I'm like, what?
He's turned out to be a great father. Well, I'll tell you, who's covered more ground than Bill Cosby over the last 30, 40 years? You know what I mean?
I love it. He's like, that's all this hip hop. Read a book in the friggin' fraggin'.
I know. Either he's sitting down with four-year-olds and doing a TV show, or he's up there on a podium just yelling at black folk.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, I had lunch with Bill Cosby years ago at his house.
Really?
The greatest guy in the world.
Really?
In private, man. The stories he would tell. Like, the first time he saw Richard Pryor in, like, the 60s, you know, and they were performing and stuff. And I was like, why would you want to be a comic? Especially a black comic, because those guys started right, like, months after black comics stopped wearing black face. So I'm like, that wasn't cool, it wasn't sexy, there was no Eddie Murphy, nothing like that. And he was like, he said he was it was all intellectual. His thing was like, you know, that's what the cool jazz listening college kids would do.
Did you have lunch with Bill Cosby because you're friends?
No, I didn't know him.
This is what sucks about being white.
Well, hey, man.
It's not like I get to go over to Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston's place or whoever, J-Lo, where, I mean, you know, Angelina and Brad's place or wherever, just because, like, I'm white, you're white, come on by. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Was there an element of that?
A guy.
Why were you at the Bill Cosby's house?
All right, I was doing a show with Damon Wayans.
No, see, there you go.
Well, hold on. I don't think he'd ever met him either, but our director knew Bill. He had worked on the show, and he said he wants to have lunch with you. So we went over there. I thought it was going to be lunch. It was 5 hours. He gave us these cigars. These cigars had to be a foot and a half long. His humidor was the size of a wooden, like, trunk that you could sit on.
Mm-hmm. A coffin?
We're sitting there in after, like, an eight-course meal with these two-foot cigars. You couldn't. I thought I was going to pass out and puke.
Like,
keep smoking the cigar.
And I was like, he won't shut up.
Does he blow hard?
I was like, I wish I could film this.
He wasn't yelling at you to learn how to read and to stop.
I went to Yale, baby. He can't yell at the kid. Come on, baby. No, he had his pajamas on. Really? He, like, there was this wall. Dude.
Biggest state.
It was off of Madison Avenue. He had this townhouse. I'm talking about the big, huge.
Is that where he brings his ladies?
Dude, let me tell you something. He had an elevator in this bad boy.
Wow.
And the door slides. The whole wall goes, and there's a gourmet kitchen. They brought this food. I'm telling you, man, that was life of life, man.
Wow.
Ooh, I was like, Cosby.
He does. Dr. Cosby loves the ladies.
Yeah, he
does. There wasn't a lot. No, it was just we were sitting around talking for 5-6 hours, and finally it was like, we got to go do MTV. And he's like, but then I'm going to say, Bill Burr said, you know, yeah. He's just going on and on and on. But he's great. Great day.
I was
going
to ask, I felt bad. Jim Florentine is still here. Yeah, Jim, what was it like hanging out with Club Soda Kenny?
Guy's a classic. He is comedy's best kept secret.
Did you guys go eat somewhere nice?
Yeah, we just go in stores and just terrorize people.
I see. Okay.
He's got that deadpan.
I just want to give you a little equal time. That's all.
The stories he has to tell.
You're going
to
be a good father. I can only hang with him because he's white.
Sure. That's what we do.
Wow.
All right. Wow. Listen.
You reached out when I first met you. You were like, I want to be your friend. And what did I say? Stop calling me.
Right.
Wait a second. Did you really call Dag and ask to be his friend?
You don't do that. That's
I want to be your friend.
In a hetero way.
Teresa, I want to talk to you, too, about naming your cooter. That's not something I'm going to tell you right now. If you were the best girl, I meet you and I go, Dad, I met the girl I'm going to marry. I take you out on a date. Everything is popping. It's like, wow. The inner voice is like, she's my everything. And right, we get to, like, say, 9:45. I go, what'd you do today, honey? And you say, well, I was sitting around with the fellas naming my cooter.
Turn off.
It's all part of the job.
No.
Part of the job.
No, stop it. Stop it.
It's been stopped.
She's a pro. We've stopped it.
Stop it.
All right. So Dag is in studio. He has a bombshell to drop. We decided to bring back Jim Florentine because they both do great characters who do great things and sounds on Crank Anchors. We thought we would combine their talents in the form of a song. Ooh. I'm going to sing the song. You guys jump in with your sound effects.
Okay.
We
all
cool?
Right.
We
yes,
got it?
It's
going to
be wonderful.
You say, I say, you say, and I say. Let's call the whole thing off. I like, and you like. You like, and I like. Let's call the whole thing off.
Wow, that was, you know what, I have to tell you something. I really didn't have a lot of faith in that bit. And I just want to say, this is the first award I ever won. Jimmy, I know you're not a Negro, but can I be your friend?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Come on my house, we'll smoke some cigars.
All right. Naming my vagina is undignified.
Oh, my God. Bring it back to me. I want to talk about my life. It's me. What is it?
Yeah, what is the name of yours?
Yes. Chavez Ravine.
Yeah, that's what we settled on.
My girlfriend calls hers Fire in the Hole. Can I say that?
Yeah. I guess so. Boy, did I enjoy that.
I like that. Can I say that? That was really funny, man.
All right.
But
now,
enough about that. Just Teresa, Dag, know more about it. Yes.
I want to hear the bombshell.
The earth-shattering, groundbreaking news.
Let's get serious.
Yeah, could we?
Adam, I just, you know, so many times in my life, serious stuff, Jimmy, I want you to stay for this. I was watching the World Cup, and I said, you know, when's my moment coming? You know, these guys train their whole life.
Right.
For that one crowd moment.
I think it was Living Color, 1991.
Well,
but
you may well be true and serious about that, but I got another half, you know. I'm facing 50 this year, and a lot of things I want to accomplish. I said, I need a goal. I want to climb that mountain one more time. And I searched the world, and I said, it's time for me to do something. So today, Adam, I would like to challenge Ozzy to the first flank steak showdown. I think I can beat him.
Wow.
I think I can cook a better flank steak. I know it's crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm coming from left field.
Yeah,
but
no.
God, give me wings.
But let me, Dave, tell you what Sugar Ray Leonard's people told him when he called out Marvin Hagler. How about a tune-up fight? You know what I mean? How about you, Dave? How about you start off with a lesser chef? Because nobody cooks flap steak like Ozzy. And I don't want to see you get hurt.
I can do it. I want to do it.
This is even bigger news than advertised.
I'm gonna hold my breath until I pass out.
Please. Oh, no.
I want to challenge.
Wow. How do we do this? How do we set it up?
Oh, find a way.
Can we do it
you
over?
You can meet me at MySpace / Davey World. That's Dave World. Hit me up.
Anyways, yeah, I want to do this flank steak showdown, baby.
Okay. I think some
in
of the
studio.
I think we must start with the same beef. I don't think you can
absolutely
go out and get your own cow and Ozzy get his.
Oh,
someone's going to go over to the Mexican butcher where they have the drawings of Mr. Cow wearing a bow tie being chased around by Mrs. Chicken wearing a sundress and holding an axe.
Yeah. How
really
about
makes
this?
You want to eat them. Yeah.
How about this? For Friday, in honor of Adam's first Father's Day,
yes,
we do it outside right here.
Okay, but here's the one rule. Nobody who has eaten Ozzy's flank steak can be a judge. You have to bring in a neutral party. Someone who has not tasted my
cooking. We have to bring him in from Oregon or Nevada,
you know,
then, because
he's
fed the entire Southland. Right. All right. I like that.
It's done.
We'll
There's
get a caller.
Bigger than that. That's
we'll get a
my
caller,
caller.
And we will not label the meat.
No.
We'll not say this is Daggeroni's or this is the Ozman's. You will then, wow, this is huge.
Well, you know, I tell you, it's for you and the radio show and Teresa's ass. She loves having ass, man.
Yeah. All right.
Cheese with tarot. Let me see what you got.
All right. Nice job. David
boom,
Allen Greer. My main man. Thank you, my brother.
Always. Happy Father's Day, sucker!
Jim Florentine. Nice job, as usual, nice, Jim. We'll take a quick break. News coming up. T, what do we have to look forward to?
Well, Paris Hilton finally discusses her long-running feud with Nicole Richie. Mm. And singer Jewel comes out with a controversial stance on alcohol.
And you forgot, maybe didn't make the AP wire yet, but the flank steak showdown Friday.
I'm sorry. That is breaking news.
That's
Friday,
right.
Flank steak showdown, Dag v. Ozzy.
We'll be right back with that after this.
Maybe I'm just too sure.
This is Principal Seymour Skinner. I'll either see you in detention or you'll be calling Adam right now at 866-901-ADAM.
Stick around. There's a lot more coming up.
We both love the sound of our own voice and hate yours.
This is the Adam Carolla Show.
This is Robert Schimmel. Give Adam a call at 1-866-901-ADAM.
Well, I got to tell you, there's new developments here in the studio. First off, David Allen Greer, who's usually a jovial guy, he's a comedian, he kids for a living, has his game face on. I've never seen him more serious. He's calling Ozzy out. They're going to have a little barbecue off this Friday. I don't know if you can do better than Ozzy's flap steak. I've not tasted better. Dave, I spoke about Ozzy's flap steak for 3 years before you actually
built it up and
ingested
built it up, and usually nothing lives up to it, but it exceeded my expectations.
Hey, let me ask you something. Did you see the Bernard Hopkins fight?
Yes.
Yeah, who won that one?
Bernard did.
Exactly! Bring it on!
Older and black.
Bring it on!
I agree.
Dame tu comida, Ozzy!
Ozzy?
Yeah.
What's happening, my friend?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Ozzy.
Are you at my house right now?
No, close.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, you're close to my house.
Ozzy, you at the grocery store because you're already scared.
Ozzy,
you know what? I'm gonna take my flank steak. I'm gonna beat you with it. You're gonna cry. You know what, Ozzy? You're gonna cry. You're gonna cry and go back home to your country. That's how bad I'm gonna beat you. Yeah, man. Come on, I say,
I'm surprised, you know, somebody say, you know, cooking better the flat steak to me.
Yeah, nobody says that to Ozzy.
And listen, on a serious note, Ozzy, I need you to come do some work at my house.
He does need you to do some landscaping.
Back with my game face. I'm beating you down, man.
Ozzy.
Yo soy más bueno carne.
He called your sister a whore.
I'm going to name, you know, somebody say, you know, I'm number one. A lot of people say number one. Mm. I say my marinade. Mm-hmm.
It's
special and secret.
Let me translate that.
I let my meat talk for me, okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've heard it many times.
Yes.
A couple weekends yelling into my ear. Dave, I got to say, Ozzy will let his hibachi do his talking. You let your meat talk. He'll let his hibachi talk. And
my
Ozzy.
My people were slaves. Do you remember that, my white friend? Okay. What did we do?
Yes.
We ate the flank steak.
Mm.
What? I was just going to say, Ozzy's Nicaraguan. He might have, like, escaped the rebels.
What'd you just call me?
Wow. What did you didn't use the N-word, did you?
I wasn't listening. Nicaraguan.
What? You know what? Thank get her out of here.
Listen.
Said Nicaraguan. Nicaraguan.
Ozzy.
Ozzy. Ozzy the Nicaraguan.
Wow. Look, she's Jewish, but she's very open-minded. Look, Ozzy, I got to tell you something. I said to Dag during the commercial, I said, well, this is just meat-to-meat competition. You're not going to let Ozzy bust out the chimichurri sauce. And he said, bring it on.
Bring it on, baby.
If he
bring
wants to put training wheels on his on. Flank steak, that's his bring business. I said,
bring
wow.
It bring it on.
Now those okay. are fighting words.
Bring it on, Ozzy.
All right,
head
Ozzy.
Head, baby.
Can
head
you make
head.
It a little contest, you know?
Yes.
Oh, a little contest? I think not, my friend. A mas grande contesto.
All right, Ozzy.
I have never heard Ozzy so outraged.
He is out of his mind.
Ozzy, are you scared at all?
No. I'm not scared. You know, it's a big mouse.
It's a big mouse.
How dare you? You know what, Ozzy? And by the way, it's not a big job at the house, but I just want to show you this little work I need to be done. How dare you call me a big mouth, Ozzy, if that is your name? Because you know what it's going to be called after Friday? No meat cooker. That's what it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a low blow.
Wow.
I'm going to take you. I'm going to marinate you.
That's
the
way we die. You know, I need 24 hours before, you know.
Yeah, they both need marinating time. Yeah, all right, too. Ozzy, it's all off to the Mexican butcher for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, you can buddy. Deliver it to my house,
Nicaragua.
Right? You can deliver?
Yeah.
Nicaragua is going down, my friend. Like Ozzy. They woke up.
Are you going to my house right now?
Yeah, I go to your house right now, yeah.
All right. Good times.
Nice. So, it must be nice for your wife to be there breastfeeding too. Oh, hi, Ozzy.
Listen. I find strangers in my house and ask them how they got in there, and Ozzy let me in.
Wow.
Yeah.
How's the beloved? How's she doing? With
she's doing good.
Has she let you back up in there, huh?
She's a sack of hormones right now. She's
I'm gonna
really...
tell you what, she can do other kind of loving, you know what I'm saying?
You saying second input?
Well, with the lips, the hands.
Oh, I see. Right.
Keep it romantic, Lynette. Don't forget about Big Daddy over here.
Oh, you're talking about the wife?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about the girl.
Oh, look
I didn't
out.
Know.
Bingo.
I thought it was a cultural thing. I didn't want to step on it.
Wow. Look okay. out. Okay.
Hang out with us, Dag. T's going to do the news.
Teresa's got the news today.
You better start marinating. I don't know if you have time.
She's got a lot to say. There's things going on all around this world. That Teresa and her ass are gonna talk about. Teresa's got the tea.
Nice.
I'm all shaken up now. President Bush gave a press conference today from the White House. He said that Iraq should not count on us leaving before the mission is complete. Now, obviously, opinion polls say that support for the war is declining. Bush saying he's sticking with the war until the mission is complete.
Well, and how do we know? Because he announced mission accomplished 2 years ago.
Right.
So how do we know when it's complete?
That's not complete. That's accomplished.
I see. There's a difference.
Right.
He
yes.
said complete.
I see.
In his defense, I really don't like Bush, but go ahead.
Now, meanwhile, former presidential candidate John Kerry, who some say will be running in 2008, said yesterday that Iraqis need to expedite their training so the U.S. forces and coalition forces can pull out.
Yes.
I am convinced that the only way the Iraqis have moved at any time thus far is with a deadline, and I believe we need a hard and fast deadline, not an open-ended commitment of U.S. forces.
Let me explain the fundamental problem with that part of the world and why there will never be peace and there never has been. They all love fighting so much that it's never, they're like soccer fans. You know, the idea is we try to use sense. We try to use our logic on them. Hey, come on, knock it off. Don't you want to live in a world where you can walk down the street? No, they don't. They are like your buddies. You always have that one buddy who always gets in a fight. It's never his fault. It was never, he never instigated it, yet he has a black eye every single weekend. He likes to fight.
But not all Arabs are like that. They're just a few just a few bad apples that like to cut off heads and
right.
do the car bomb.
No, it's bad that the 95% has to give a bad name to the 5% that doesn't actually want to fight. Those people love fighting. That region of the world loves fighting.
Why don't you run for president?
Thank you.
Thank you. When those people will not have to fight anymore. Those people.
Listen, I'll get Bill Cosby to leave your people alone if you elect me.
I'll say to black women, stop boning. Stop with the going with their men to their babies eating yellow pudding pops.
Well, moving on.
For me.
Moving on to another bloody battle that affects the world. Mm. Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie have been feuding for a long time. Yesterday, Paris Hilton went on Regis and Kelly promoting her show, The Simple Life. And here's what she had to say about former BFF Nicole Richie.
You know, I love Nicole. I've known her 20 years. I look at baby pictures. It makes me sad. She's, you know, we're going through something right now, and we'll make up one day.
Let's hope those two can get back together so they can cure cancer. These are people that are really suffering.
Well,
they have inventions to get to. They have cures.
My favorite thing is that a while back, Paris Hilton actually called a press conference and made a formal statement about the feud with Nicole, saying she knows what she did. That's all I'm ever going to say about it.
Do you find Nicole Richie attractive?
I've known her for quite a while. She's nice. I like her. Of the two, she's a nice...
What? Do you have any insight on the feud?
Yeah, here's what I heard. Here's what I heard. Now, I cannot verify it, but I heard that...
Say this, Bill Cosby.
I heard that the night that the Paris Hilton hosted SNL, Nicole was very upset that she wasn't invited. So she had the friends and the jello over in the apartment. Instead of watching SNL.
Hold on. Say this, Maya Angelou.
wait a minute. Let me get this out.
I want to hear this, Maya Angelou.
Give me George Washington Carver. Hold on. Let me just tell
you.
Instead of watching SNL, she put on the Paris sex tape.
Which had just come out.
And Paris heard about it.
That is the prevailing story online.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, did Nicole Richie think she was going to be asked along? She thought maybe they'd do them as a pair.
Yes, like they were you too. So,
I see.
You know, you got to have the edge.
Right,
whatever.
Right.
That's what she thought. She really wanted to do it. So.
All right, now do Maya Angelou.
I can't.
Do Maya Angelou marinating flap steak. What would that
vinegar,
sound like?
Vinegar, spice, pepper, the spicy freedom enunciating sauce that makes your mouth say, hello, I'm a butterfly. Freedom.
By the way, that's a clip from the Legends Ball.
Oh, I didn't get invited to that.
Shocker.
It was women only.
Maya Angelou's not a woman?
Women only and Star Jones' husband. Look out, I just said that. You know what? I'm going to be here till Sunday.
He's edgy,
this is
everybody.
Nuts.
Okay, an Illinois man is suing his wife to prevent her from circumcising their son. I knew that was coming. The boy is actually 8 years old and reportedly he's having some infections down there in the genital region that could possibly be helped by the circumcision. The father is calling it mutilation, and he's suing to have it stopped. The case is now in court where a judge will decide.
That poor boy.
Have you made a decision yet on this matter?
No, I didn't, but my wife did without us discussing it. Yes.
Really?
And?
He's been circumcised already.
Really?
You weren't even there
did
for
not have
it.
The discussion.
Oh, man, you're in deep trouble. Call me.
I like that, though. She just went ahead and did it.
Look how he's trying to make glass half full. I like that. She got all in my checking account.
I support it.
My kids.
I like the half of fags out there that think that they've had their foreskin stolen and that they're trying to restore themselves by taping what's left of the little left of the foreskin so they can stretch it down, hanging weights and stuff off it to stretch the skin.
This happens?
There's a whole group out there that looks at themselves as victimized, that looks like they have half a schlong.
I'm gonna step out.
Dag, don't get sick. But let me tell you about the procedure. They take medical tape. They put it on what's left of the pre-pews after the foreskin has been removed. And, you know, oftentimes buried out in the yard, according to Jewish religion. Howie Mandel told me his dog dug it up and ate his son's foreskin. I remember him telling me specifically he was not joking about that. After the tape is put on what's left of the pre-pews, it is then stretched out using a series of weights, graduated weights, so that eventually the foreskin stretches over the head. head of the penis. Now, of course, it doesn't look like an actual foreskin. It often looks mutilated and has a smell to it because it is a rich environment for bacteria, which grows under the prepuces. Oftentimes, stenosis can occur where the prepuce actually shrinks at the end, creating a bloody tear once the foreskin goes over the erect penis. I'm sorry, Dan.
Dag, I just want to make you feel better. I have a nice story. A nice story. Something pretty. Do you like Jewel?
Thanks a lot.
Do you like Jewel? The singer Jewel?
Can I have a glass of wine?
She's pretty. Okay. Oh. Okay. You need to save your strength for the flank steak cook-off.
Can I kiss you goodbye, honey?
Foreskin, also known as flank steak, which is...
Okay. By the way...
That's what we call it, Ozzy's flank steak. That's how we refer to it.
80% of men in the United States do get circumcised, even though people say it's going out of fashion. So I want to support your wife.
I'll tell you the big reason.
Circumcision.
Do you really?
Yes.
I'll tell you the number one reason. Everyone talks about feeling, sensitivity, hygiene, whatever. Yeah. All take a distant back seat to chicks thinking your pepe looks weird.
Yeah.
That's the number one thing you don't want to do is pull the penis out and freak out the chick. And the foreskin, even in 2006, mm-hmm. and I'm sorry, we have not risen above this. They're still freaked out by it.
I dated a Canadian once, and I guess in Canada they don't. And
freaked out.
And he would just get bitter. If you could never say uncircumcised, you had to say intact.
Oh,
he would yell at you. And it was really boring.
Let me ask you something. How many times did you just held up both hands?
Yeah.
Now, how long did that last?
About 3 months.
Exactly. Wow. Well, now he's intact, okay?
Point is you were freaked out by his penis, right?
And
that's why you get the circumcision.
God bless him, but it's just not something I'm used to, and so it confused me.
That's right.
Do you ever want to hear a chick you used to go out with say, God bless him, because that's a clear sign. Yeah. You're gone.
Small penis.
God bless Adam and all his dysfunctions, but I had to. Yeah.
Okay, singer Jewel says she never drank until she hit age 30. In an interview with Blender Magazine, the singer says she grew up singing for alcoholics in bars, and she never thought booze fixed anything. Now she realizes, and I'm quoting here, alcohol really does solve all your problems.
Wow.
Whoever says drinking doesn't help lied. You live and learn.
Wow. Thank you, Jewel.
What a woman.
Hey, did you hear that coffee stops cirrhosis of the liver?
Yes, like, it prevents it neutralizes the effect of alcohol.
Is God amazing or what?
Wow.
Thank you, Lord Jehovah, for giving us the one gift of coffee.
Thank you.
Now you know.
I'm Teresa Strasser. That's
yes,
the news.
You are.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Hold on, Dave Damashek. David Alan Greer is going to get to marinating.
I do. Yeah,
all right.
Deliver the steak to my house.
Thank
Friday,
you.
It's on.
All right, Dave. Thank you. What would it sound like if Maya Angelou left the studio?
Just a door slamming.
Okay. You're
not going to use me anymore,
well,
my Caucasian
it.
Friend.
Let's hear it.
It's time to take the steak cut from the beef, mighty beast God has given us. Oh, beef! Oh, cow! Oh, bull! Oh, carne! Oh, Brahmin,
I would love
bring me your steak, your flank. I call you goddess.
Thank you, Maya.
Very good.
Wouldn't it be awesome to be Maya Angelou? No one could ever walk up to you and go, "Eh, that kind of sucked." Nobody. There's not a person on the planet, white or black, that could ever raise their hand and go, "Eh." At the last inaugural thing, I give it a 5. I mean, I've heard better.
By the way, when she's on Oprah, I'll never forget this. This poor woman in the audience raised her hand and she said, "Maya, you're a hero of mine." And Maya just stopped her cold and said, "Miss Angelou."
Oh no.
And just shut her down. Oh, the poor woman.
Colossal blowhard. Thank you. Go ahead, Dave. Hurry.
All right.
Hurry.
My comments will be brief. Now,
Game 3
of the NBA Finals last night. Shaq Fu and company down 13 with the season on the line, essentially. They would have fallen down 3-0 in the finals to the Dallas Mavericks. However, furious comeback. Dwayne Wade charging, leading the charge.
They pull it out dramatic fashion. 2-1 now, Mavericks. Mm-hmm. Still, Heat must pull, I would say, the next two out.
Sure. Any shot. Well, they needed to send a message last night, and they just barely won.
That's true. Now, again, Teresa Strasser did pick the Dallas Mavericks before the series.
I said Mavs in seven.
Right. Ooh, I stole you $20 from that other bet, too.
Please.
Bad week for me. Now, I'll tell you who is definitely not a Jew. Big Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah. Flies over the handlebars of his motorcycle, crashes his face into a windshield. He's going to get out of the hospital in about 3 days.
He'll be playing ball.
I think the fact that he was a 6'5 Super Bowl hero, gunslinging QB, was probably the first clue that he wasn't.
Definitely made him a candidate, but now the deal is done.
Well, thank goodness the football gods have saved number 7. Not only does he live, it sounds like he is going to be ready for opening day. Thank goodness. Forget Superman. There's your man of steel.
It is funny when they interview all the coaches around the league and they're just shaking their heads like, these guys taking chances, out, putting themselves in harm's way. How about a 270-pound blitzing linebacker from the blind side and compound fractures of the ribs? I mean, what these guys are going through on the field, obviously they want them in good shape for it, but it is ironic. It's as if they're talking about guys that play the piano for the living. You know, you'd hate to see any of these guys get hurt. Oh, they get hurt, and they get way more than that. By the time his career is over, he'll have more problems than hitting his face on a windshield.
My old man said the same thing. That they, you know, the doctor, he says, had that been me, for instance, I would have been dead or maimed for life.
Yes.
But because he's such a giant and has taken so many shots.
But don't worry, these guys are going to get hip replacement one way or the other.
That's true. Mm-hmm. National pastime, San Diego dads beat up on the Dodgers and Petco. Arizona Snakes snuck past the Gigantics to break their 7-game swoon. Junior Circuit Halos get well against the lowly Royals. A's get the W against the M's. I mentioned earlier, World Cup. Yesterday, Brazil won thanks to a goal from Kaká.
Kaká.
Maybe one of the best names in the world. And I wanted to bring this up. Didn't mention this last week. At Pocono, I never talked NASCAR, but a rookie named Denny Hamlin won, and he says the key was playing a video game to get ready. He honed his skills playing
on
video games.
On the Pocono
games.
Track.
Yeah, now, yeah, exactly.
Of
and a lot the of the vets
track.
And a lot of the vets don't like this. They you know, it debunks the sport a little bit. Here's what they say.
The fact that they're talented and they're in good cars are what made these rookies good at Pocono. So that's a myth. That's a legend. You'll see that on Mythbusters on TV pretty soon.
Yeah, of course you have to say that. You know, you have to protest this for fear that everybody's just going to start playing video games and prove that your sport once and for all is in fact not a sport at all.
Oh, look, they have simulators for jet fighter pilots. That's just an expensive video game. That's where you learn. That's what you
but
do.
But it doesn't work for football. Unless it, though, who's to say? Someone get me Mad Not 6. NFL, here I come.
All right. Push the button, won't you, Brian?
Thank you. Dave Damashek's number one sports.
Told him to hurry up 10 minutes ago, and he brings out NASCAR news for the first time in 6 months. We're going to take a break. Billy, our webmaster, I think he's a virgin.
You've said that from the very beginning.
I've looked into the man's eyes, and his pupils scream virgin, but his mom is going to call up. Oh, sorry, buddy.
Oh,
boy, Billy
looks
surprised. Yeah, we'll get her on the phone. He's going no-lie MRI tomorrow. We're going to get to the bottom of this. He will be fired if it turns out he's lying. We'll summarize all this and work it all out for you right after this.
Hi, this is Special Ed from Grand Gangers, and you're listening to Adam Carolla Show. Yeah, call Adam, okay? 866-901-YAY! I like Adam!
It's my job to tell you that you're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. That was easy. It's the Adam Carolla Show.
I thought Billy was a virgin last time I spoke to him, but as it turns out, he's not. Is that correct?
Yeah.
You're definitely not a virgin.
No.
Okay, good. If I get the results back from Joel, from No Lie MRI, and in fact you were lying about being a virgin, you will be let go for lying to me on the air.
Okay.
You will hear a champagne cork pop from Jack Silver's office, by the way, when I announce you've been let go. Jack Silver, not a fan of Billy. I don't understand. The kid's got, well, what I call it.
Right. Explosivity.
He's explosive on the air, as he's described himself many times, Billy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Hold on, I'm still reeling. Your mom is on the line.
I'm explosive.
We are going to have a guy bring in an MRI machine tomorrow.
That's great.
Oh, not an MRI machine, but a lie detector. Either way, we're not going to send you out to San Diego, as we announced before. We're bringing the guy in. He's going to hook you up to a lie detector. We will find out if you're a virgin or not.
Doing that live on the air?
Yes. Catherine?
Yes. Hi, Mr. Carolla.
You're his mother. You've done a fine job.
Thank you very much, sir.
And when I say fine, I mean like this is a fine mess we're in.
Oh, yes. And I told William he was going to get canned. And he goes, don't worry, Mom. Don't worry.
You think he's a virgin?
I think he is.
Okay.
I think a mother knows more than what she lets out on. And I think he is.
I agree, too. I've looked into your son's eyes many times. Uh-huh. And I see the soul of virgin. Virgin. My point is there's going to be a lot of money changing hands at the studio, too. Because he looked me in the eye and said, bring it on. Bring on the lie detector,
you know,
right, Billy?
I feel so bad for you. I said, you know what, you shouldn't lie to Adam like that. That's not cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you lied to all those people on the radio, and you shouldn't be doing it. And he goes, don't worry, Mom, don't worry. It's going to be okay. Well, it's not going to be okay because it's not good to lie in the first place.
Well, how do we know he's lying?
Well, give him that test.
All right.
Okay. Is there any chance he's telling the truth?
Well, you know what, honey, I've had a really blessed job. I'm able to take my kids to school in the morning, mm-hmm. and then when I get off in the afternoon, I pick them up from school, and I'm at home the whole time. Mm. So I'm able to stay at home with my kids on, you know, as well as going to
so
work.
So he's never out of your sight long enough. Because it doesn't take long.
No. And
not
I know,
with Billy.
Yeah. And I don't think there's any girls there.
All right. So you're confident.
Yes.
I don't want to be indelicate, but do you want to put money...
No, I'm a poor single mom. Come on.
Well,
well, this is a way to make some money.
You want to earn a couple bucks and bet that your son is a virgin?
Yes.
Okay.
Adam, will you better?
I think he's a virgin, too. That's the problem.
Anybody not believe
that?
We're going to have to find some people that don't.
Billy.
Billy should take the action.
You want to take action with your mom that you are not a virgin?
You can make some money from mom.
3 weeks allowance.
Like I get allowance.
Whole paycheck.
How about it, Billy? You want to take that action?
I would definitely love to.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You're going to give me a whole paycheck, Billy?
I'll do it.
You will not. You know what? Once it comes in my hands, oh, Mom, I need this, and Mom, I need that.
The point is I'm going to pass a test, so it's not going to matter.
All right. He's very confident. Catherine, thank you. We're running late for
You're
break.
You're welcome. Thank you,
guys. We'll speak to you tomorrow. Billy, you... don't take a sick day tomorrow, brother.
Oh, no.
We're
going
to
hook
you up to a machine.
He's pathological because I think he really believes it.
I think he thinks he's going to get himself a hooker between now and tomorrow and win on a technicality.
No. How dare you,
that sir. Will not happen. Yeah. I will smell you downstairs to make sure of this. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back after this.
There's more coming up.
Adam Carolla.
The Adam Carolla Show. Tomorrow morning on The Adam Carolla Show, the third best band in Palmdale, Van Stone, plus some lovely ladies from Penthouse and ultra-conservative Ann Coulter. I'm sure they'll have a lot in common. Plus, we'll find out if Billy the Webmaster really isn't a virgin. That's tomorrow morning. Let's get back to Adam on The Adam Carolla Show.
Pack your knapsack, Billy. Friday? Well, tomorrow could be your last day. No one's going to put a penny on him. Anyway, we'll have the lie detector in here, figure out if Billy the Webmaster is a virgin or not, and if he's not, he's fired. I'm sorry. Or if
the
he is a virgin,
is
he's
fired.
Anyway, either way, we're going to fire him. Jeff Richards, Where My Dog's At? Friday nights, 10 o'clock MTV. Want to thank him for coming in today. Jim Florentine, Las Vegas, House of Blues, Friday night. And my main man, David Alan Greer, home marinating as Maya Angelou as we speak. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying mahalo.